800-700-0375.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Michael Vick, out of action and in court.
Vick Case blows lid on dogfighting.
This awful, awful sport.
Eating out, eating away at your wallet.
Going out or ordering in has gotten a little more expensive this summer.
Predator in the pediatric ward.
A monster did something dreadful to children who cannot talk for themselves.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Steroids in baseball, betting by an NBA referee, allegations that have cracked the pillars of professional sports. But today, a horrific matter involving one of the National Football League's most exciting stars grabs the spotlight. The Virginia dogfighting case that has provoked outrage and threatens the career of Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick. Today he appears in court, and CBS's Barry Bagnato is in Richmond.
Thousands of protesters are expected here, angered by a case that's exposing the hidden, horrific world of dogfighting. And it goes beyond one area, one culture, says Dave Havard of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
A lot of people get involved because of the money. A lot of people are into it for the entertainment.
Just last month here, a church-going Army veteran got 4 years in prison after 16 pit bulls trained for fighting were found.
Most of them in very serious condition.
One of them dead, the prosecutor, Alex Taylor.
It's not really a sport. This is a blood fest for sick entertainment.
That was the biggest dogfighting case in Virginia history, he says, until now.
I'm Pete Combs in Richmond. Every Virginian I've talked with is disgusted by the federal dogfighting charges against Michael Vick, but perhaps none are as angry as graduates of his alma mater, Virginia Tech.
My mom went to Tech and she loved Vick, and everyone loved Vick, and now my mom's like not even giving money anymore to Tech because of it.
Other Tech grads say after the spring shooting spree on campus that left more than 30 teachers and students dead, the allegations against Michael Vick are almost too much to bear.
Vick's Falcons open training camp today, waiting for the NFL to say whether or not he'll be allowed to play. A new study finds football is the leading cause of sports-related injuries in the U.S.
Even though college football players sustained a higher rate of injury, high school football players sustained a higher proportion of more severe injuries.
Dawn Comstock at the Ohio University College of Medicine.
College athletes have better equipment, and perhaps more importantly in football, they have more staff, more coaches, more athletic trainers available to help make sure that that equipment is fitted properly.
That's not always true in high school, where 500,000 players got hurt in the 05-06 season. The day after a minor league coach was killed by a line drive, a 12-year-old softball player was knocked unconscious when a ball hit her in the head during practice in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Maggie Hilbrands died a day later. Sticker shock at the gas station and at the supermarket. And there's no relief with a dinner out. CBS's Peter King says more restaurants are serving up higher prices.
Our pizza used to be $8.95 for a large, now it's $9.95.
Chris Pagan manages Procolino's, a small pizzeria, and says he's had no choice but to raise prices three times since January.
Dairy has gone up and the vegetables and things, like the green peppers, onions, all that good stuff.
And with gas prices up, he's charging a buck or two for every pizza delivery, while his vendors charge him more every time their trucks stop here.
You feel the difference. You feel that 50 cents difference every time.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Nobody really knows how many children Wayne Bliley molested. The respiratory therapist told investigators he molested as many as half of the children he treated over 10 years at Rady Children's Hospital in San Diego, most of them too disabled to speak. Yesterday, victims' families unloaded at his sentencing hearing.
I used to think the child molesters were the lowest form of life on earth. But after what you did to these kids, I know now that you, Wayne Bliley, are even lower.
As part of a plea deal, Bliley, who's 56, got a 45-year prison term. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The case of ex-University of Colorado professor Ward Churchill now in Denver District Court. CU Regents, of course, ousted Churchill by a vote to 8-1 over allegations of plagiarism, fabrication, and other academic misconduct. His lawsuit says his firing was retribution for expressing unpopular views. Colorado Colorado's Democratic Senator Ken Salazar has blocked the confirmation of President Bush's nominee to head up the Bureau of Land Management. Salazar says he's not going to relent until the Interior Department's conflict with Colorado over energy development is resolved. Republican Senator Wayne Allard is urging Congress to confirm the guy. Federal prosecutors say a woman accused of repeatedly hitting her two kids on a flight to Denver has now been indicted. Tamara Jo Freeman arrested after her Frontier flight from San Francisco landed last week. She faces a charge of interfering with a flight attendant, two counts of assault on a child under 16 on an airplane. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Johnny. Good morning. Biggest issue is the crash up in the high country that has westbound I-70 temporarily shut down at Fall River Road. Traffic is being detoured off right back on the highway, so I would expect some continued delays if you are headed westbound through that area. Rock work also getting underway on U.S. 6 through Clear Creek Canyon. You can expect 10 to 15-minute delays between Tunnel 1 and Tunnel 2 for the majority of the morning. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Cold front moving through, going to bring us mostly cloudy skies and rain showers throughout the day. Only a high of 82. Tonight, those overcast skies remain. Get some more.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
The humidity, you could just like stand out in the rain for a while.
That's the Colorado weather, man. It can be, the sun will be shining, but you'll still be getting rained on, so.
I love that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, my mom needs it, so. I'm welcoming it. Welcoming it.
So this is what happens like every July and August?
Nah, it's usually hotter than a turd, but today it's going to be nice and cool, and it's going to supposedly stay this way throughout the weekend until maybe Sunday or Monday.
Well, I've been I live at the beach here in L.A. I live in Long Beach, so I live on the beach. But lately, I don't know what's gotten into me, but I've been going to the desert. And maybe it's because there's hardly anybody out there or whatever, and just finding booking a room in a hotel and just like sitting in the pool and drinking. And I'll be out there, I've been hanging out in Palm Springs, so I don't know, about midnight or so, it's like 80 degrees and it's just gorgeous.
And, yeah, but that's at midnight. What's it like during the day, 110?
I don't know, I'm asleep. That's what...
Asleep in the AC?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, listen, there's a lot going on today. So we have a ton to talk about, and I'm glad to be here. How's Jay doing? Have you heard from Jay?
I have heard from Jay. The funeral was yesterday, and he's flying back in tomorrow. He'll be back in on Monday.
Okay. Well, please offer my heartfelt support to him and his family. Obviously, not the best circumstances for me to be here, but that being said, I love being in Denver, so and working with you, John, and everybody over there at AM 760 Progressive Talk. I wish the circumstances were better, so please offer my best to Jay when you talk to him.
You got it.
It's 13 minutes after the hour. My name is Mario Solis Maric, and I'm sitting in for the great Jay Marvin today and tomorrow. So, and we've got, there's, for whatever reason, this is a week before, Congress goes on vacation. Congress goes on vacation next week for a month. They take the month of, now the reason they, do you know why they take August off? Because no matter where you are in the United States, it's better in August of any given year. Wherever you are, it is better than being in Washington, D.C. I mean, it is hot and there's a deep humidity that is just completely unbearable. I got stuck there once working on a project for a month. I never left my room and I had the air conditioner on 24/7. That my air conditioner was on for a month straight there. I mean, it's completely unbearable. And, D.C. is basically, and you probably realize this, by the way, everybody, it's going to come to no surprise. D.C. is built on a swamp. And, it's built on a swamp. So those, explains a lot, doesn't it? And so it is unbearable in August. So over the years, over the, you know, over the decades, Congress has just closed down for the entire month of August. Now, they'll tell you they got to be home meeting with their constituents and everything, and which, is, by the way, is true. And I think it's going to do them a lot of good this time. But, you know, I don't think it's any coincidence that the month of August is the month that they do that. And so you'll have your shot coming over the next 4 weeks, since maybe you'll be taking some time off, to drop into their offices, meet with your local congresspeople, and, you know, give them an earful about what you think there, you know, needs to get done. And I'll tell you, there are two things that I think in the month of August, there are two things I really, really believe that people should do. And I hate to give advice. No, I don't hate to get advice. I don't mind advice. But I know, you know, this is not like one of those advice radio shows. But if I were to give some advice, right, what I would say that as Americans, there's two things we need to do in the month of August. Number one is that you need to visit your congressperson. And you need to ask them to please freaking impeach somebody. If you can't impeach the president, then impeach the vice president. And if you don't feel up to impeaching the vice president, then impeach Petito Gonzalez. But somebody's got to be freaking impeached. I mean, number one, there's a ton to choose from, on like who to impeach for, you know, and for what reason. But there has to be some sense. There has to be some sense here in this country that there's a level of accountability for something. And these guys, we'll play some clips later on in the program. John Conyers, and actually one of my heroes in all of this, has been Linda Sanchez, Congresswoman Linda Sanchez, who's a good friend of mine. She's a personal hero anyways. But she was actually the first to subpoena anybody in this whole Betito Gate scandal. And she's in the appropriate subcommittee of the Judiciary Committee to do that. And, you know, they put out a 52-page paper yesterday citing a ton of reasons, that there should be either further investigations or just laying out the outright, you know, violations of law that happened in the prosecutor firings. It's a 52-page document. And there's any one of those things should get Alberto Gonzalez impeached, removed, fired. I mean, you know, if Bush were on his job, if Bush wasn't part of the enterprise, then he would fire him. But you can't fire the guy because he's covering your butt. So Congress has got to do it. And then there's Dick Cheney. By the way, there's another Dick Cheney story. He had somebody arrested. Dick Cheney had somebody arrested for criticizing him. This is America. I mean, I don't know. So there's a ton of stuff there. So one suggestion, let me not call it advice, let me call it a suggestion, is to go to any members of Congress and say, you know what, you have George Bush, you have Dick Cheney, and you have you have Betito Gonzalez. Impeach one of them, for crying out loud. And I'll give you my other suggestion when we get back. We have to take a break. Give us a call, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600.
So you went out and got yourself a hot new cell phone. It's so shiny and pretty, with the latest and greatest features like music, internet, and more. But when you turned it on, it just didn't work as well as you'd hoped. That's when you realized a phone is only as good as the network it's on. And only one network is America's most reliable wireless network. Try out Verizon Wireless yourself, because now you can test drive calls, email, internet, and entertainment with our new America's Choice Premium plans. And with Verizon Wireless, you get hot, innovative phones like the fully loaded Envy by LG. You can quickly browse news and information, check out sports with ESPN MVP, mobile email with MSN Hotmail, Yahoo, or AOL,
and download hundreds of basic video clips. Even get audible turn-by-turn GPS directions with VZ Navigator.
Get the Envy for $149.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new two-year activation. Only at Verizon Wireless. Call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN today or log on to VerizonWireless.com. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Network details at VZW.com.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Bobblehead.
Need to get organized? Right now at the Summer Home Organization event, you'll find all kinds of smart storage savings, like 2 12-gallon flip-top totes for just $10. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through August 29th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Buying an automobile is a combination of two things. It's a combination of need and also want. You don't buy a car unless you need one, and you got to want the car that you want to buy. That's why I recommend you go to Rocky's Autos. They've got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, so you can find exactly what you're looking for. Plus, their matching down incentive helps you out because it helps you stretch your budget even farther, and they've got good people to help you in a time of need and also in a time of want. They're not going to take advantage of you. See my brothers, Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Adolph Juan, any of the folks working at Rockies, Ziggy and Colby. Ask them. Talk to them. See the difference. Check out the inventory online at RockiesAutos.com or get down there to see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been a family-owned and operated business since 1982, so they're in it for the long haul. That's Rockies Autos at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy, and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-600-6295.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega 3 by calling 1-800-600-6295. Call 1-800-600-6295.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
What I am not open to is accepting a take-it-or-leave-it offer, which would not allow us access to the information we need and would prevent us from seeking additional information in the future.
And that, of course, being Congressman John Conyers, leading up to the discussion and the eventual vote to send a motion to the floor of Congress to find Harriet Myers and Bolton in contempt of Congress. And that is obviously going to be the hottest issue over the next month. And I'm encouraging people, go into your members of Congress, and if you can, your senators. That talk about a group of people that's hard to reach. But if you could get into your senator's office, all the better. And tell them, could you please impeach somebody? And give us a call. Tell me what you think about that. I'm at 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. It is 23 minutes after the hour. David in Boulder, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario.
Hey, Mario, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I always enjoy when you substitute for Jay or other circumstances because you have a real excellent way of laying it straight out there for the common man to understand, and I appreciate the way you express yourself.
Yeah, thank you, David. I appreciate that. What's that?
Two things that occur to me based on what you're talking about. The first thing is I had thought about these guys coming home during the month of August, and I don't know if their schedule or my schedule is going to allow it, but I'm certainly going to try to see my congressman and see my senator in person, because there's something about face-to-face that makes it real difficult for people to blow you off.
You're absolutely right about that.
And so here's the two questions I'm going to ask. If I can't get it face-to-face, then it'll have to be, you know, email or over the phone. But the first question is, okay, Wayne Allard or Salazar, if the vote to refund the war was today, and you know what you know today, how would you vote? Get that answer. And then the second answer, because I think I know what it would be, the second question would be, all right, what are the criteria you need to see in your own mind to defund this war?
Those are really good questions, David. And I'm trying to think of how they would answer that. What do you think? What response do you think you'd get from these guys?
Well, I think to the first question, Mario, I think it would be, well, you know, we need to let this play out till September. We need to get all the data and information in. It doesn't look good, but we really don't know. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt, or, you know, mealy-mouthed words to that extent. But what I want to pin their keisters down on is, what are the criteria that you need to have in front of you that says, I'm not going to fund this war any longer?
Because and David, with all due respect to both of them, I have to tell you, they're not going to be able to answer that second question, because there isn't a criteria or a realistic criteria in the world that they could give you that you wouldn't be able to turn around and meet the next day. In other words, you know, no matter anything realistic that they would tell you, you could get those statistics on the internet and prove to them that that criteria already exists, unless their criteria is complete peace and happiness in Iraq. Do you know what I mean? I mean, unless they want something, I just can't think of what they could reasonably request that hasn't already occurred. I mean, we've had elections on the plus side. We've had the little purple finger elections there. You know, Saddam's dead. There's no weapons of mass destruction. On the other side, there's a ton of reasons for us to be out of there.
No,
on the negative side, let's say, of the ledger.
Yeah, Mario, maybe I didn't express myself clearly. I didn't want to know what they needed to keep the funding on. I wanted to know from them, how bad does it have to get?
Oh, that's what I hear you, and that's what I mean. I mean, on one side, if you had asked the other question, there's all the, you know, all the quote unquote positive things, I guess, you know,
right,
even though they're very weak. But on the negative side, there's a ton of stuff.
Right.
They couldn't give you a realistic answer without you being able to show them that it's already that bad.
Well, I still would like to pin their case.
No, I think you should. I think you should. And by the way, if you get those meetings, you know, send me an email, because I'm curious. I'm always curious to see what Senator Salazar, you know, what his responses are to stuff, because I, you know,
right.
I'm still kind of checking that out.
Right. And on the subject of Gonzo Gonzalez.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, I really love what you said. Hey, impeach somebody. But realistically, that's not going to happen. But here's what Congress can do. Here's what they refuse to do about the war. But here's what they could do in microcosm for Mr. Gonzalez. And that is, when his appropriations come up for his salary and his office, they don't fund him.
I think you're right. Actually, I started to there's a movement afoot on that, David. I think that's a great idea. And thank you for your call. I appreciate it. That's David in Boulder. And he called 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. I was going to give my other idea of what people could do in August. And that is, we just had these YouTube CNN, this YouTube CNN debate, where all the Democratic presidential candidates, you know, went up and faced the American people directly, or, you know, as close to directly as has occurred in the history of the United States, with the video taped questions on YouTube. I think that every single American should submit a question to the Republicans. The Republicans are having their YouTube CNN presidential debate on the 17th of September. And I just think it would be great if we just flooded YouTube with real hard questions for these candidates. And what happened on the, and I'll tell you why I think that. I mean, I think it's important that we should do it. I also think that it's going to take an extra push from us to do it there. And I think it's going to be really effective overall for a number of different reasons. And I'll tell you why in a second. We need to take a little bit of a break again. And give me a call. Tell me what you think about that. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Marich. Of course, I'm sitting in for the great Jay Marvin, and now traffic with Gina Michaels.
Thanks, Mario. We did have a multi-car crash up in the high country that had closed westbound I-70 at Fall River, but that is back open. No major backups for you there. Eastbound lanes look good, too. Rock work going on U.S. 6 through Clear Creek Canyon, so you can expect some minor delays there this morning between Tunnel 1 and 2. In the metro area, we're looking good, just the normal traffic right now on the north side of town, including southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen. Weather today, this cold front's going to bring us mostly cloudy skies and rain showers through the day. High of 82. Tonight, overcast with more showers and a low of 61. And currently, it's overcast and 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The people have spoken. It's back. You can save 10 cents per gallon again when you buy gasoline at King Soopers Fuel Center.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
If you're in the market to buy a home, let me give you a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Hi, this is Ty Pennington. Searching for a home just got easier. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the number one real estate site, Realtor.com. It's easy. Log onto the site with more properties, photos, and home tours than anywhere else. And find your ideal home. Start your search today. Visit Realtor.com.
Reconnaissance report from the field. I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Esurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
It's some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. Other companies use a lot more paper than Esurance with easy electronic billing and renewal.
Esurance saves a lot of paper.
Which helps save the environment. Electronic documents also help Esurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
So you save some green for your wallet and the environment. But Esurance's electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With Esurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your Esurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
Whichever comes first.
The following offer contains guaranteed savings suitable for all ages. In a world where car prices skyrocket, only one store can offer you Toyota's price to go. Go Toyota Arapahoe. We're so confident in our price, we offer you a 3-day, 150-mile money-back guarantee. Choose from hundreds of Corollas, Camrys, Tundras, 4Runners, Tacomas, and more. And you can preview everything up front on the Go Smart Choice. This offer is rated G for guaranteed. And it's playing now at Go Toyota Arapahoe, Colorado's number one Toyota certified store. Just east of I-25 on Arapahoe Road. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
The light's green. Go.
This is Randy Rhodes. I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
Good morning, John Turk.
Hey, if Richard Nixon says it, it must be true.
If him or Lou Dobbs say it, it's true. So, my name is Mario Solis Marich. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. It's 6:34. here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. By the way, you could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Or you could text me by going to am760.net, am760.net. Hey, I have a question for you, John.
Yeah,
it,
man.
Is it pronounced Telluride or how do you pronounce that?
Telluride.
Telluride. Okay, that's right. Isn't that a fancy place?
It's pretty nice, yeah. I couldn't afford to live there. No.
So it's upper crust, basically? Is that safe?
Yes.
That's what I always thought.
You have some, it's kind of a hippie town, I guess you could call it.
Oh, it's kind of like high-end hippie?
High-end hippies, yeah, rich hippies.
Oh, wow. Well, that makes sense then. They voted to impeach Bush and Cheney yesterday. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. I did. That's great stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, that's great. And but see, since it's such an... Because I've seen pictures of homes and stuff there, and I always thought, my God, you know, it's pretty expensive.
It is probably the most beautiful town I've ever been in.
Wow, I got to check that out. But, you know, just I'll drive through someday.
And you can stop there and stay at a, you know, $200 hotel.
Yeah. Probably, I could imagine an expensive hippie town, the cups of coffee are like $5 a
yeah,
piece or something.
The coffee's expensive there. The beer's expensive. It's all a little, you know, gas has got to be over $4 a gallon there.
I love this. But the Telluride Tourism Board executive, his name is Scott McQuaid. And he said that, you know, that if people didn't like, he said people who don't approve of Telluride the way it is might want to stay away so that they don't end up being disappointed. I love that quote. But they voted 6-1 to call for the impeachment of President Bush and Vice President Cheney.
Almost unanimous. That's
almost
awesome.
Unanimous. They had one little holdout there. You know, can you? I'm not sure. This will hurt Telluride. I could hear the argument now. I'm encouraging everybody I know, like my sister, you know, my sisters, my friends, the folks that I talk to on the radio whenever I'm on the radio. You know, I'm encouraging everybody to submit questions to the presidential, the Republican CNN YouTube presidential debate. I think it's, like, really important. There were only 3,000. And you think about the vastness of YouTube. There were only 3,000 questions that were submitted for the Democratic debate. And I think the reason for that is I think a lot of people didn't know about it. I mean, I think people had it. I had heard about it a little bit, thought it was an interesting concept, et cetera. And then suddenly it was here. And I'm a political junkie. So I could imagine that a lot of people didn't know it was coming up or the way that they could participate. So, and I think so you had like a questions from clearly people who were political junkies, but that were real, you know, not to take away from their authenticity. Political junkies are real people too, you know, but they clearly, you know, and it seemed to be that the questions came from a more progressive, you know, perspective. And one of the reasons for that might be because it was YouTube, and progressives seem to love the internet more, the internets, right, more. But there's a concern that in the Republican debate that they're going to get a bunch of questions from, like, Republicans. And I say we can't let that happen. Because you can imagine the type of questions they're going to get if we let that happen.
What would you ask Mitt Romney, Mario?
I would ask him if it's, you know, well, I would, listen, you ask Mitt Romney the question that they, that, you know, he is spending $400 or $500, you know, appearance on a makeup artist. Now, John Edwards got the haircut questions. I think that Mitt Romney should get the makeup artist questions.
The makeup artist questions and the dog carrying his dog, transporting his dog across the country.
The dog questions. He should be asked if he approves of these dog fights.
There you go.
That's what, you know, I mean, that's a question. You know, where do you, you know, where's the cruelty line for you? Tying a dog to your roof seems to be okay. Would you put your dog in a dog fight? You know what? I mean, we need to ask them the types of questions that that O'Reilly asked. You know, our candidates, Insanity, Sean Insanity, or whatever the guy's name is. You know, that we should ask those types of questions, and we should ask serious questions too. But we need to flood. We need to flood YouTube with real questions, because the Republican questions are going to be like, we hear your Teflon terror. Tell us, how tough are you going to be, Giuliani? You know, or how great is it to be such a great mayor of such a great city, Giuliani? They're going to ask questions like that. You know, they're going to ask hero worship questions, and we need to get some real questions in there. And I will say, especially, by the way, and I'm going to take a little, just a minute here to be on my personal favorite soapbox. If you're Latino, you especially have to get in there. The Republican presidential candidates have refused to go to any Latino forums. They have no showed the Latino presidential forums. And so, you know, they could run, but they can't hide. You got them cornered now on YouTube. You need to submit your questions to YouTube. And they need to get some hard questions. And I don't think it's a waste of time at all. I think that it'd be extremely valuable. And you could use any type. Believe me. I don't know. Did you watch the thing, John? Did you watch the CNN debate?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. You don't need a quality camera, apparently.
Apparently not. Did you see the snowman ask the
right.
global warming question?
Right. You don't need a big budget.
No, it's not like a video production.
Right. It's not. The production quality was certainly not the criteria. That, you know, part of the criteria. So if you have a camera, you know, one of those cameras that take, you know, one of those little cell phones that does movies, or a camera, or your friend does, or something, just sit in your front yard and ask the freaking questions. I think it's just extremely important, because they're not going to get any honest questions. It's clear now that for whatever reason, and it's been this way in the media for a long time, That the mainstream media, even, and I'm not just talking cable news, right? The mainstream media treats Republicans differently than they treat Democrats. They treat them with a certain amount of reverence that I'm just that and we'll talk about what I think about political reverence on the other side of this this next break, but. They certainly do get a special level of treatment. And I don't know whether it's because they wear bluer suits than our guys do, or, you know, what, you know, why the media does that. But they're not going to get any real questions in any of the debates. This is the last chance for these presidential candidates to get some real, these Republicans. So anyways, give me a call. Tell me what you think about this. Do you think it's a waste of time? Do you think I'm on the right track? Off my rocker, maybe? 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. I mean, I want to ask Giuliani how he could, dare, continue to use the tragedy of 9/11 as a, you know, as a political platform. You know, it's one, and you know what, the fact that there's a, that the last president, or this, the, I would say the current president, George W. has increased the terror problem throughout the planet. That's a real issue. And if you want to start your dialogue with the American people there, like, I know the last Republican screwed up, and this is what I'm going to do to make it better. I mean, that's a real dialogue about the problem. But to, you know, but to, like, you know, say, oh my God, I was there, you know, and to, like, push people's emotional buttons, which is basically all they're doing, playing on people's emotion, on their patriotism, and on our patriotism, and on our fear. You know, when he gets a, that's not a dialogue, that's a monologue. And I don't know if I've said this in the last 10 hours, so I need to repeat. Giuliani's the biggest freaking phony in politics right now, and that's saying a lot. Look at my choices when I'm nominating who's the biggest freaking phony. And it's Giuliani. He's a big phony. And he's their front runner, by the way. We'll talk about an ABC poll.
Mario, it's like the pictures or the video of him running around on 9/11 when the towers were hit. And the reason he's running around in the streets is because he didn't have an office.
Right.
He wasn't smart enough to put his office somewhere where would be the number one terrorism target in New York City.
Can you imagine that? I mean, by the way, I have friends in New York, and they just cannot believe, you know, they just cannot believe the free ride that he's getting, you know, all over the media with this stuff. They just can't believe it. I mean, the polls in New York, here's your proof, the polls in New York, he's not going to win. If he's nominated for president, he won't win New York. He's hated in New York. They think because one thing New Yorkers don't like is a phony. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. My name is Mario Solis Maric, and this is the J. Marvin Show. And now, Gina Michaels, how about some traffic?
Thanks, Mario. Looking great so far around the metro area. Just the usual traffic filling in now on those southbound lanes of I-25. 38 to Spear if you're making your way downtown, so not too bad. Southbound I-25, of course, stacking up from 104th to 84th, and we have the usual delays on eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Weather outlook today, we're going to see mostly cloudy skies and scattered rain showers throughout the day. High of 82. Right now, it's overcast and 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's hot, hot, hot. The hot summer sale at every ARC thrift store this Saturday. They're giving you half off nearly everything in the entire store.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Life can get busy, especially during the summer, but just an hour of your time every couple of months can save lives when you give blood. 4,350 donors are needed each week to meet the needs of the community. Life can get busy, but giving blood is easy. So spend a little time this summer with Bonfils Blood Center. Donate before September 8th and receive a Bonfils water bottle. Call 303-363-2300 or visit bonfils.org. Live, give with Bonfils Blood Center.
Hi, this is Ty Pennington, and if you're in the market to buy a home, here's a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the site with more properties than anywhere else. Start your search today at Realtor.com.
Experience the thrill of BCS Big 12 Division I College Football as your team, the CU Buffs, battle past national champions Florida State, Oklahoma, and Nebraska in Buffalo Territory at Folsom Field. Purchase your tickets today by calling 303-49-BUFFS or online at CUBuffs.com.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
For all of you, this is pathetic. What you have right now is partisanship on Capitol Hill that quite often boils down to insults, insinuations, inquisitions, and investigations.
Wow.
Rather than pursuing the normal business of trying to pass major pieces of legislation, such as appropriations bills, and to try to work in such a way as to demonstrate to the American people that Congress and the White House can work together.
That guy's just... talk about a phony. That guy's ridiculous. This is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for Jay Marvin. It's 49 minutes after the hour, 6:49. And by the way, I think that one of the things that we're experiencing right now, and I think it's frustrating progressives, and it's just I not only just people who would identify as progressives, but I really think the majority of the American people, is that things move. People are watching things move so slowly in Washington, D.C., and I don't think it has anything to do with the appropriations bills or whatever, you know, Tony Snow sees as, you know, sees the little role that Congress should be fulfilling. I think that people want action on, you know, against the president. 45% of the American people want the guy impeached. That's a huge number. And 52 want Cheney impeached. And I think that people are watching how they're finally watching, and they're getting to take a look at how slow things move in Washington, D.C., and why it takes. They're not seeing why it takes so long, I think. I think right now they're getting a sense of that it takes so long. And it's very frustrating to the American people. And I know it's frustrating as heck, you know, to progressives who are like, look at, we won this last election. Why is this not over? Why is this nightmare not over yet? And I think that, and I know this is, if you look at a problem, you kind of break it up piece by piece. And I have to tell you, I can't help but believe that one of the problems over there is that they all treat each other so nice. They walk around eggshells with each other. And I know there's this big investment that we have. And sometimes, you know, and it's not so much, I think it's part of being a progressive that we like the civil debate idea. We want everybody to be civil and everything. Well, these guys in Washington, D.C. have taken that to the extreme. I've yet to hear a member of the Senate or a member of Congress call Betito Gonzalez a liar. To use the word, you know what? You're a liar. You're lying to me. And everybody is just trying to be, you know, oh, perhaps you've misled, or, you know. And I don't think it gets the point across. I think the word in the English language for doing what Betito Gonzalez has done is called lying. The word exists in the dictionary. It's a real word that has a real meaning, and the behavior that this guy has engaged in fits that definition. But we can't get a member of Congress to say the word. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Steve from Highlands Ranch. You're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario.
How you doing this morning, Mario?
Good. How are you?
Good. I think one of the questions you guys should start asking, and when I say you guys, I mean Democrats and people on the left, is why aren't the Democrats doing these things? And I would submit to you the reason they aren't is because it's political hijinks. They know. They know that they can't impeach Bush. I mean, they can use whatever rhetoric they want, but they know Bush didn't lie about Iraq. And I think that that's the biggest issue right now that people need to come to grips with. I mean, the fact of the matter is when it comes to Iraq, people can disagree about the decisions that were made to go. But the fact of the matter is we can look back through two administrations before we went into Iraq. We believe the same thing in both of them.
But, Steve, you know what? I'm glad you brought this up because I've been, you know, I always forget to talk about this. And I know it's a conservative talking point, and I'm glad you brought it up. You know, you always, conservatives or people that support this Iraq invasion always say that. Well, Clinton, it translates into the soundbite. Well, Clinton had the same intelligence, and right.
I think he had some different things, but that's okay.
Okay, and that is accurate. 100%. Clinton did have the same intelligence, but Clinton did not. He looked at that evidence, saw the weaknesses in it, saw the strengths in it, saw the possibilities of it, and weighed everything out and decided not to invade Iraq.
Well,
but wait a minute. Let me finish.
Okay.
George the Daddy Bush had the same intelligence, looked at all the options, saw that it would be a quagmire, and resisted his temptation to invade Iraq. So, yes, you make the point, and the point is that everybody did have the same intelligence, and only one guy was stupid enough to take the bait and put America into a quagmire. That is the point, Steve. That is the point. They all did have the same freaking intelligence, and only one of them was stupid enough to get us into this situation.
Well, I think part of the problem, Mario, and part of the reason why this has become such an issue, and again, we could all disagree on the direction we go based on the intelligence that was seen, but the fact of the matter is
no, but Steve, there's no argument. It's clear what direction he went in, and it's clear what the previous two presidents, what direction they went in. So we don't have to argue about the direction he went
Mario,
in. It's clear.
This is a mistake,
Steve. We're in a big freaking mistake.
Mario, what are you leaving out of this equation right now?
You tell me.
I'll tell you. Iraq
had nothing to do with 9/11, Steve. Have you just been listening to Fox News? Didn't you know that?
Mario, don't play that game with me.
It's not a game, Steve.
You tell me what Iraq had to do with
9/11.
Because Iraq sponsored Islamic terror.
Oh, but Steve, there is no proof that Saddam Hussein was a secular leader. He feared and hated the fundamentalist movement, and they hated him. He was their enemy. No, Steve, I'm not going to let you get away with that. Thank you for your call, man.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to let you get away with it. The bottom line is, you see, when you run out of logic, you have to go into this kind of cesspool, quite frankly, of propaganda. There is just no evidence from the CIA agrees with me. I mean, I'm a lefty, and me and the CIA agree. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. George Bush Daddy saw the same evidence that George the Son did about WMDs in Iraq, blah, 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 and Clinton did, and Son did. And so they all had the same evidence on that. I've always wanted to agree. But the point is, based on that, three different individuals having the exact same intelligence, two of them made one choice, and one of them made another choice. The choice that George Bush, the current president, made has been a disaster, a complete and utter disaster. And that's why not just the left wants to impeach the president, but 45% of the American people do. It's 59 minutes after the hour. My name is Mario Solis Maric, and I'm sitting in for J. Marvin, 303-713-7600.
J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Summer's here, and it's all about kicking back, having fun, and taking a break from all the hassles, right? You're playing golf, tennis, biking, water skiing, swimming. So this is no time to let all the hassles of wearing glasses and contacts slow down your fun. That's why summertime is the best time of all to look into all the benefits of LASIK, especially since the LASIK Vision Institute makes it so simple and so affordable. They offer you some of the country's most skilled surgeons using the safe FDA-approved technology, all for a fraction of what others are charging. So why not make this the summer you finally take a vacation? A real vacation from all the hassles of glasses and contacts. Call now for a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how affordable it can be. Just call 1-800-700-1278. The LASIK Vision Institute, offering better vision at a better value. Call today, 1-800-700-1278. 1-800-700-1278.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The feds call Michael Vick the mastermind of a vicious dogfighting ring, but his old coach at Virginia Tech says that's not the Michael Vick he knew.
A caring, good person, good heart, wants to help people.
Frank Beamer's words will do the Atlanta Falcons quarterback no good when he's arraigned in Richmond, Virginia a few hours from now. CBS News correspondent Byron Pitts.
The prosecution in this case claims they have strong evidence that Michael Vick was actively involved in this dog fighting ring in Virginia. They claim they have witnesses that will put Michael Vick at dog fights. He helped train some of the animals, they allege.
A conviction could mean 6 years in prison. Headline writers have taken to calling it the Tour de Farce. France's premier sporting event has been dogged by doping charges for years. Now his own team has told this year's race leader, Michael Rasmussen, to go home. Rasmussen missed two drug tests and allegedly lied about where he was training.
It ends Sunday, but the Tour de France is a tour divided. Some angry riders showed it by delaying their start in a gesture of protest over the drug scandal they worry is tarnishing all of them.
CBS News correspondent Richard Roth reporting from London. Here at home, a federal judge in Boston is set to rule in a lawsuit filed by four men who spent four decades in prison for a murder they didn't commit. Attorney Victor Garrow represents one of the men.
They have known since 1965 that Joe Salvati was innocent, and they were prepared to let him die in the electric chair.
Defense lawyers say the FBI knew an informant was lying when he fingered the men as the killers. In Bellevue, Nebraska, a fire started by a 7-year-old boy playing with matches killed an infant, a 2-year-old, and their teenage babysitter. Cecilia Carmona's infant daughter survived. The boy who started the fire carried her safely.
I thank God right now that she's still here with me.
Fewer green police are out looking for polluters. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Vicki, what's behind that?
Well, Frank, it seems the number of criminal investigators at the Environmental Protection Agency has dropped to well below the level ordered by Congress. The Bush administration says it's part of a deliberate strategy to target fewer but bigger polluters. But in a leaked memo, an EPA lawyer warns his superiors the agency's violating the law. And now a House panel's launched an investigation into the EPA's criminal enforcement operations and its management. Frank?
Look for a sharp drop at the opening bell on Wall Street. Just ahead of that bell, S&P futures are down more than 16 points. Investment strategist Hugh Johnson blames interest rate jitters.
The real problem here is worries that it's going to become difficult to raise money in the credit markets, and that's a worldwide worry.
How's business? The government is reporting a solid gain in factory orders for durable goods in June. And Ford is reporting its first quarterly profit in 2 years, $750 million. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Buying a used car can be filled with pitfalls, but there's one sure way to avoid stumbling. Buy a Honda-certified used car. Only well-maintained late-model Hondas are eligible. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, and then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus, now you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda models. Feeling a little more sure-footed, aren't we? Honda-certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The heat taking a break today, a cool front bringing in rain, but even with the cool down, the heat has been setting records. No, not the temperatures, energy consumption.
Excel Energy reached an all-time record for energy usage here in Colorado, 6,911 megawatts. And so it just really is a direct result of all the hot weather and the folks cranking up their air conditioners.
That record reached on Tuesday, although rain's in the forecast, high risk of wildfire danger is prompting Boulder County officials to impose a fire ban.
Well, we haven't had any appreciable precipitation probably in the last month, and as everyone's aware, we've been experiencing daily temperatures in the 90s and upper 90s.
The ban, which goes into effect tomorrow, covers all of Boulder County west of Highway 36 and Highway 93. How long it'll be in effect is problematical. One day before sentencing, prosecutors firing back at former Quest CEO Joe Nascio's bid for a new trial on his insider trading conviction. Defense attorneys asked for a new trial in a new city, saying jurors in Denver were swayed by damaging pretrial media coverage. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're in pretty good shape with the exception of a couple of wrecks off the highway. You can watch out for those at Parker at Mississippi and 56th and Tower. Otherwise, just heavy traffic as you make your way down from the north side. Southbound 25 stacked up from 104th to 84th, as is westbound I-76 approaching I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. We'll have mostly cloudy skies with rain showers throughout the day. High of 82. Right now, it's overcast and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The people have spoken. It's back. You can save 10 cents per gallon again when you buy gasoline at King Soopers fuel centers. Just accumulate $100 in purchases at King Soopers to get 10 cents off each gallon when you fill up. See King Soopers for details.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
And do you, Sharon, take Kenny to be your husband, along with his collections of power tools, baseball cards, old concert t-shirts, commemorative bobbleheads?
Need to get organized? Right now at the Summer Home Organization event, you'll find all kinds of smart storage savings, like 2 12-gallon flip-top totes for just $10. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through August 29th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's 6 minutes after 7. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, or you could text me by going to am760.net, am760.net. We got a couple of calls on the line. If you just joined us, if you're just like hopping into your phone call, I was saying that since everybody's going to be on vacation, I want to let you know how we got into this conversation in the first place. I was talking about all your members of Congress are going to be home on vacation, you know, in August for the entire month. And you could visit them, and I suggested one of the things you should do is go visit them and push for them to impeach just anybody. So that led into a whole other conversation. And Barbara from Longmont's on the line. She wants to talk about one of our previous callers. Barbara, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Well, good morning, Mario.
Good morning, Barbara.
I just
Barbara.
Happened to turn it on to catch your last caller. I was a little late getting up this morning. But what is so frightening, that caller could have been my son.
Wow. Why do you say that?
With that, or my daughters, two daughters. Right. I mean, they have this whole, they're just caught up in what they've been told over and over and over. They're intelligent people. You think they would check facts. They
right.
do these little emotional, you know, cricket things that, and you're like, this isn't true.
Right. It just isn't true.
It's just not true. And it's like he said the same thing about, you know, 9/11 and Iraq. And my son sent me this email the other day,
uh-huh.
and I spent all this time answering it paragraph by paragraph. And he responds, and he says, did you read it? And I'm like, my God, I answered, you know, and yours was just this nutty thing.
Right.
And, yeah, it took me hours to answer.
Well,
it.
You're a good mother, Barbara.
No, but, you know, but it's like, it's so upsetting. And I have another friend. And
it is very upsetting, man. It is very upsetting. What's crazy like, about it is that when you hear it, you know, because obviously I get a ton of emails like that, and it's like, oh, my God, people still believe this, even though probably even Bush has walked away from that particular line. The only person who's hanging on to that anymore is Cheney.
He did, but except, what was it, week before last, he again put that same line.
Oh, did Bush
in.
Go back to
yes,
it?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And Cheney, and I told him on, you know, on my thing, I said, you know, the 9/11 Iraq, you know, togetherness was reinforced with Cheney's speech at West Point.
Right.
And, you know, and then, you know, last week was, or week before last was Bush. And I said, it's just not true. Go on, you know, look at the, and I started to attach the,
well, look at the 9/11
Commission
report.
That's
right.
When I started to, you know, and nobody, and it's like, it just, they have been so, it's like imprinted.
Well, the other thing that happens is that, you know, and I get a sense of this once in a while, is that, you know, they'll start with a certain argument, and when you knock that one down, then, you know, they'll move on to the next argument. And then if you're successful at knocking that one down, which, you know, if you get a word in edgewise, then you end up at the final argument is always 9/11. It, you know, and no matter what it is, and this is what bothers me about the Giuliani campaign, quite frankly, is that he, instead of like leading us there, he just went there. His entire
right.
campaign is 9/11.
Yeah.
You know, and so, but at the end of the day, you know, as the arguments disappear, it's like, you know, it's about 9/11. But I think you sound like a wonderful mother, Barbara.
Well, I don't know. I feel like a failure half the time.
Oh,
because,
no.
You know,
not
it's like, it's just so frustrating that they just won't go beyond or won't investigate. And like I said, the same thing, the frightening thing is, just like this gentleman that called you, you could tell he was an intelligent person.
Right. Oh, absolutely. No,
he
the intelligence
online,
isn't the issue.
He could go online and find out. And, you know, check things
But I got to get another call, but I appreciate your call. But remember, Barbara, that, you know, intelligence and reason are two completely different functions.
Well, see, I keep saying, where did I fail as a mother?
No, not at all.
Have a great day.
You too, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling the J. Marvin Show. And by the way, she called at 303-713-7600. Danny from Golden. You're on the Mario Solis. Actually, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
A couple of points. One is, I think from the brief time I've heard you, I know where you're at as far as Alberto Gonzalez is, but are there polls, how does the Hispanic community view him? Are they proud that he's an Hispanic Attorney General, or are they just fed up with his lying? We'll call it lying what it is.
Thank you.
The other thing is the Tony Snow thing on, you know, saying this is inappropriate, you know, and never unheard of. How is there any ways for us to get, and I don't do computers, to know how the Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee voted as far as the contempt petition? And the third thing is, I think we should be calling our especially our House representative, get a floor vote in the House before the House goes on a month-long vacation, so that people back home in wherever, Alaska or Alabama or Colorado, can be asking, you know, our representatives, why did you vote the way you did on this contempt citation?
Hey, thank you. Okay, Danny, you gave me a plateful. First of all, I'll take the easy one first. The Judiciary Committee vote was unfortunately a straight partisan vote. So all the Republicans voted to defend, Harriet Myers and Bolton by voting against the contempt citation, and all the Democrats voted for it, and it went to the floor on a straight line party vote. So that's, you know, and
that was like 7-6 or 12, 11, or...
It was 17. I think that's a big committee. But basically, it was straight on party line.
No Republican...
Not a single one believes in the rule of law.
You know, I think we have to... When Tony Snow talked and Bush talked about partisan, yes, it is partisan, you know, and just like the last Congress, the last six years has been totally partisan. Now it's partisan in the other direction, and there ought to be comparisons between what the general public, you know, our Congress people have to really get some polling and, you know,
get a sense. Well, one thing that they listen to more than polls, man, is when you show up at their offices. You know, and the other thing is
that
apparently that happens too.
DC and it got arrested.
The other thing, Danny, is I'll answer the rest of this offline. And thank you for your call, though. I really appreciate your call. Is that in order to do this content, the sense in Capitol Hill right now, and I talked to sources about this yesterday, was that because I felt the same way that you felt, like, let's get it done, let's have the vote this week, and see, you know, let's not give them a month to organize. The concern about that on Capitol Hill is that if you rush it through this week, Harriet Myers and, you know, Bolton will play the victim card for all of August, saying it was rushed through, we didn't have time to respond. If this were a serious contempt citation, then we would be allowed to present evidence to the Congress, etc. And they're great at playing the victim. You know, they are the victims of circumstances over and over again. They are the greatest victim class in the history of politics in the United States, and that's the concern. So you probably will not see a vote rush through as much as I would like to see one. On the issue of Betito Gonzalez and Latinos, I have not seen a poll. I have not seen a single poll about this question, but I have to tell you, I am a part of the Latino activist community. I've been around Latino activist circles since I was like 26 or something, 26 years old. Not since 1926, but since I, you know, 26 years old. And I know the ins and outs, both the Republicans and the Democrats, pretty well. And I have to tell you, with, you know, Betito Gonzalez has been a huge embarrassment, you know, to our communities. I've said this before, and I've had nice people. Actually, I've said this before on Jay's show, and I've had nice people, you know, send me emails and give me calls saying, well, you shouldn't be embarrassed. It's not your fault. And that's clear. It isn't. And yet it is somehow, you know, an embarrassment. So no, he does not have, he has the support of like the last 10-15% of hardcore Latino Republicans that are left. There's been a huge migration of Latino Republicans. There were, you know, a number of them that have re-registered as independents or have out and out re-registered as Democrats. And so it has, you know, it has been a, this administration has been a huge blow to the Hispanic Republican set, even though it was small in the first place. The size of it was always greatly exaggerated. And Betito Gonzalez is kind of the cherry on that cake, because to say that people are embarrassed and disappointed is literally an understatement. My name is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on AM 760. It's 17 minutes after 7, 303-7.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now.
Call J.T. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.T. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Buying an automobile is a combination of two things. It's a combination of need and also want. You don't buy a car unless you need one, and you gotta want the car that you want to buy. That's why I recommend you go to Rocky's Autos. They've got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. So you can find exactly what you're looking for. Plus, their matching down incentive helps you out because it helps you stretch your budget even farther. And they've got good people to help you in a time of need and also in a time of want. They're not going to take advantage of you. See my brothers, Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Adolph Juan, any of the folks working at Rockies, Ziggy and Colby. Ask them. Talk to them. See the difference. Check out the inventory online at RockiesAutos.com or get down there to see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been a family-owned and operated business since 1982, so they're in it for the long haul. That's Rockies Autos at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Have you been financially unlucky, accumulated thousands of dollars in credit card debt? Congratulations. Today is finally your lucky day. Today's the day you'll cut your monthly payments by up to half, stop the collection calls, and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
Hi, this is Ty Pennington, and if you're in the market to buy a home, here's a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the site with more properties than anywhere else. Start your search today at Realtor.com.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Thursday on the Tom Hartman program, Christy Harvey with the Center for American Progress, AmericanProgress.org, will be here telling us about the news beneath the radar, the things that just are being missed by the mainstream media, plus the best of the rest of the news. Matt Stoller from OpenLeft.com and Nancy Scola from AirAmerica.com. That and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It is 21 minutes after 7. This is the Jay Marvin Show. My name is Mario Solis Marich. I'm sitting in for Jay. There was a little bit ago, I'm just talking to this about John, on the CBS News feed, at the top of the hour, there was, and I didn't get the guy's name. You know, I guess I was doing something else or something while the news feed was playing. But there was some quote from somebody saying how wonderful they thought the quarterback Michael Vick was. And that they can't believe that that basically saying that he was going to be vindicated. That they can't believe that he did this dogfighting trip, or that he's a dogfighting aficionado, which is basic, or entrepreneur. I'm not sure, combination of both probably, because they've known him and he's always been, always been a nice guy. And I have to tell you something, that to me right there is like so much a part of what has happened to our culture. And it's kind of like, if the guy's nice to me, he must be a nice guy. He must be a nice guy because, he looks respectable. I mean, he's successful. He's got a beautiful spouse, whatever. And he was polite to me once. He opened the door for my mother. So, of course, he can't be like a dogfighter. I know there's a freaking arena at his estate. I know there's eyewitnesses like crazy. I know that there's now people are turning state's evidence on him. And I know, I don't want to be crass about this, but I know that there's like injured and dead dogs all over the place because of this. But, you know, he was polite to me, so he can't be a dog fighter dude. And it's like this, it is something, I'm really beginning to believe that it's something unique about Americans. That in a way is good because, you know, I mean, we like to think the best of people. So how can that be bad? But in situations like this, it's like ridiculous. It's like really ridiculous. And I was talking about it earlier. It's playing itself out in right now. Check this out. Harry Reid, right now the GOP just sent out an email blast on Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. And they're quoting him saying stuff, and I'm looking at, you know, and saying he's horrible because he called George Bush a liar. And that was the thing that makes him horrible is that he called George Bush a liar. And, you know, they have like three or four quotes of him saying, you know, aggressive yet factually accurate stuff about the president or the administration. And they're sending this out saying, you know, you should, like, call Harry Reid and complain to him because he said the following. And all the quotes are, like, the truth. But Harry Reid occasionally, I mean, the guy's from Searchlight, man. You know, everyone, I've met him. I've interviewed him. The guy really is from a place called Searchlight, Nevada. He is Nevada. All right? And if he's, when he gets upset, he could be, more honest than your average Joe. And that's the way he ducks sometimes. What I don't like, over the years, they've kind of cleaned him up a little bit. He has my, I really respect the guy, and I don't mean cleaned him up like, he was always presentable, but you know what I mean. He watches his language more than he has in the past. But every once in a while, he gets to the point where he deems it necessary to be honest. And he's actually getting hit about this. And the other day, I'm watching, I think it was either Chuck Schumer or Joe Biden talking about Betito Gonzalez, saying he misled, and my sense is that you're misleading, you know. And it's like, you know, he's lying. And there's something uniquely American about that. There's two things in America you don't want, one of which is you don't want to call anybody a liar, even if they're lying. That word seems to be, you know, the biggest, you know, insult. So we dance around it and hope people know. Like this guy right here, it's hard for him to believe that Michael Vick was, polite to him. There was early on an earlier CBS news feed this morning, somebody was saying, oh my God, my mother has always adored this guy. She can't believe this. And now she's no longer giving money to the university. You know, she's so upset about this. And she has a right to be upset. I have no idea why she's taking it out on the university. Maybe there's a part of the story that I've missed or something. But it seems odd to me. But that's her choice, right? That's her way of expressing her frustration. But not knowing somebody, I think that I know, and maybe it's because I've been in the media for, you know, a few years now. And even before that, living in L.A., you know, you see a lot of media figures that you know, people on TV, you know, people in the movies and stuff are, you know, that's a role that they're playing. It's not necessarily who they are. And, you know, it does not, it's not that it doesn't surprise me, but it wouldn't surprise me. Let me put it this way. It didn't surprise me. In some outrageous way that Michael Vick was, was involved in illicit cruel activity. Not that I ever suspected him of it, but he's like anybody else. And you know, well, you hear about these things all the time. Now, this is a horrible situation. I do not mean to diminish the situation. And I hope, you know, he pays the biggest price for it that's available under the law. You know, I think that this is just, you know, absolutely, it's not a sport. This is not a sport. It doesn't qualify as anything, and other than cruelty. But am I especially surprised that it's Michael Vick and not one of the guys who lives in my building in Long Beach? No, I'm not. You know, that just because the guy has been successful, you know, doesn't mean that I. You know, I don't embed him with, you know, with other qualities. You know, I know that I do not know Michael Vick, and unfortunately, what I'm finding out today is disgusting me. Absolutely disgusting me. And I'm a dog owner, but I don't think you need to be a dog owner to see this for what it is. But there is something about, and I'm wondering what you think about this, there's something about the American the culture that is wonderful in that we're naive in a way, but that in situations like this really harms us as well. What do you think? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show. And now, traffic with Gina Michaels.
Thanks, Mario. Looks like we've got stop-and-go conditions now along eastbound 6th between Sheridan and Federal. It's usually bogged down through there, but it's a little worse this morning. That's because of a stalled car in the right lane you need to watch out for, so move left to get around that. Also had that crash being cleared off of Tower Road at 56. Otherwise, normal delays right now for the commute. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy skies expected, rain showers as well, high of 82. Currently it's overcast and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Come check out awesome cars and motorcycles at the 6th Annual UCE Car Club Car Show this Sunday from 12 to 5 p.m. at the Westwood College campus, located northwest of I-25 and Highway 36 in Denver.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence Estimate, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Every Friday morning at 9, you're at the movies with Jay Marvin and film critic Tom Tangney. A look at the latest movies in theaters and on video. Brought to you by The Video Station. Find the movie you're looking for from Colorado's largest selection of movies on DVD and VHS, including foreign films, independent movies, and popular TV series past and present. The Video Station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder. And at the movies, Friday morning at 9 on The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Your attention, please. This is a public auction notice. 200 lender foreclosed and repossessed homes across Colorado must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1160. 64 for your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
Sea-Doo personal watercrafts are all about freedom. Freedom from rush hour traffic. Freedom from boring meetings. And now Sea-Doo adds freedom from payments. Purchase before August 5th and you'll enjoy no payments, no interest until next year. Plus, choose from up to $500 in gas money or a three-year limited warranty. Hurry to your local dealer today. No payments, no interest, and free gas or warranty. That's what I call freedom. Sea-Doo. Leave everything else behind. Offer ends 8507. Valid on 05 or newer models and in U.S. only. Subject to credit approval. Conditions and restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
And do you, Sharon, take Kenny to be your husband, along with his collections of power tools, baseball cards, old concert T-shirts, commemorative bobbleheads?
Need to get organized? Right now at the Summer Home Organization event, you'll find all kinds of smart storage savings, like 2 12-gallon flip-top totes for just $10. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through August 29th in U.S. only. See store for details.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
There is no way that Michael Vick will or can play for the Atlanta Falcons this year.
Now it's Terrence Moore, and this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin at 7:34 right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And he could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Oh, or you could text me. I always forget that because we don't do that on my LA show. You could text me at am760.net, am760.net. When I was a kid, there was a guy down the, there was another kid down the street that used to, you know, that used to, like, you know, throw rocks at dogs and, like, try to drown the cat, you know, one of these. And And then later on through the years, the guy was like in the penitentiary, and right? And I, it makes sense, right? I and then about 3 or 4 years ago, a paper came out about the connection, the correlation between folks that are cruel to animals as children that then grow up and are just like, you know, just like cruel. And I always thought about that guy, and I, you know, I'm not going to say what his name is on the air, but I clearly remember his name, who lived down the street. And I was like, I was always, because my mother grew up on a ranch in Mexico, right? So we always had pets. She was like a big animal lover, which always, you know, and so we always had pets. And so I was always like knowing to keep my dog away from this guy. And always keeping an eye on my dog. And the guy ends up going to penitentiary. And like I said, you know, few years ago, this paper comes out that shows the correlation between kids that are cruel to animals and they grow up to, you know, or many of them do, not all of them maybe, but many of them, you know, grow up to be cruel adults, you know, and criminally prone. And then I'm reading this thing about Michael Vick, and I'm thinking about all the guys, and I'm assuming, you know, men and women that are involved in this, because he didn't build this arena, you know, just for himself. Obviously there's money in this because people are paying and watching this. And I just don't know who these people are. Or maybe I do. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe I do know who these people are. But I certainly can't imagine the other enterprises that these people are involved in. And so I think that they need to go after this guy with a stick, and they need really a thorough investigation about, you know, all of his contacts. And this is something I don't think you could take too lightly. Because, you know, as horrible as it was, it's also, I think, a signal, you know, that, like, what kind of people get involved in this stuff? You know, who are these people that were paying this cash into this, you know, into this enterprise?
Mario, I got a question for you, though. Don't you think, I mean, he hasn't been found guilty of anything yet, has he?
No, it's alleged, but, man, there's a ton. It's alleged.
There's not guilty of anything. I mean, maybe the league and the Atlanta Falcons are acting too quickly on this.
No. I don't. You know why I don't think so, John?
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
No, that's good. I appreciate it. No, they still, you know, but at this, first of all, let me say this about that. Let's say he was innocent and, you know, and that this is all like a huge, you know, that there's a huge a piece of hysteria and a bunch of false accusations. Okay, then I'll come on here and I'll eat my words. But there's so much evidence right now, it's hard for me to believe. But that being said, he doesn't have a right to, you know, to be a quarterback, right? That there's no, you know, that's a very privileged job he has in a highly competitive field with, you know, with a ton of other guys that would love that position. That being said, you get a job like that, you can't have, I mean, obviously, there is some level of involvement here with some type of, you know, of dogfighting enterprise. Maybe he wasn't directly involved, but he knows these guys. At that point, you go, man, I'm a famous quarterback. I can't hang out with you. You know, I can't have anything to do with this.
Well, there have been articles, you know? Mario, saying that Vic does not understand how serious that these charges are, and these are people that are close to him.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that this morning he realizes how, I think it's probably sunk in by now, but that's, you know, that's no excuse. Quite frankly, that's even a larger indictment. The fact of the matter is that, you know, people get in our society, we make celebrities out of all kinds of people. You know, And when we do that, those people need to step up to the plate, or else this happens to them, they need to get lost. Ted, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Mario. Hey, I just wanted to say that it seems like everything you're saying today, you're right on.
Oh, thank you, Ted.
You're welcome. The thing about the media, I think is really important. ABC, CBS, NBC, cable networks, everything except maybe Keith Olbermann. It's all leaning to the right, and the information that we get off of those news networks, it's almost like propaganda. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it has been, and I don't know if you saw the Bill Moyer special that, you know, analyzed the media and the run up to the war, but I mean it's still online, by the way. And, you know, if you have time to, it's on PBS, and if you have time to watch it, or even, you know, sections of it, it's a great analysis of the propaganda machine that we call the news.
Well, and you're right, and I do watch Moyers, and American people need to watch more than Fox News, and they're even not going to get good enough information off of ABC, CBS, and NBC. They're going to need to dig deeper. Media Matters does a good job of letting people know the misinformation that we're getting from our media, and it has a huge effect on people. And when that lady earlier was talking about how her
Barbara
was talking about how her kids, she talks to them and she can't get through to them. I think the media is the biggest issue that creates these problems that we're having. That and the fact that I think people are putting party above the government right now, above the country.
Yep.
They're so ingrained in that, you know, whatever our party is doing is fine, and they try to support that supposition. And, you know, you need to think about the country, people. I mean, where we're going right now is wrong. We're heading in the wrong direction, and we need to really look at what's happening and openly look at it and try to get off of your, I'm a Republican, so whatever we do as Republicans, I'm going to support. And we need to do a better job and be better citizens and better informed. And it takes some work, and you just have to do the work because that's part of your job as a citizen.
You're absolutely right. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. And he called 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. The problem is that there's so much bad media out there that it's hard to it's hard to pierce through. And we haven't been taught. You know, we haven't really been taught to, like, listen with a critical ear or to try to dissect. And it really, the Internet has saved the country. Yeah, the Internet saved the country. I mean, bloggers have been the only source, you know, only source of truth. Now we got a few, you know, I think there's like one out of every 10 talk show hosts is somebody like Jay, you know, who will come on the air and like lay facts out and give you some opinion and, you know, and package it, quite frankly, in a way so that it's interesting to talk to, because that's half the battle as well, because we know you guys are busy. That's the other issue, is you guys are busy. You know, you don't want to listen to us if, you know, we're not interesting. But, but for every one of Jay, there's nine of these other guys who, if you know, by the way, if you notice that they're all saying the same thing over and over, they're all choosing the same topics. They all choose the same topics. That's the dead giveaway right there. We call them talking points. And nobody gives me talking points. Nobody gives Jay talking points. We're not, number one, we're not organized enough. Maybe we do need some talking points. Jeez. You know, but that would take a level of organization that Democrats don't have. but you know, on the other hand, we'd probably reject them because that's the way we are. You know, but your first clue over there is like, you know, a story gets in the media and suddenly all the right wing talkers are talking about it. And then on the radio, then it seeps into the cable guys. And the next thing you know, the 6 o'clock news guys who have all the fancy graphics, they've got, the both the guys and the women have like on their $4,000 suits. You know, and the vast majority of America gets their news from the network news. The vast majority. And by that time, it's been filtered and repackaged, and there's gorgeous graphics, and it's given to you by a beautiful person, and it looks legitimate. And that's kind of the news process. When we get back, and we're about to go through a major media spin on this, so I want to give you a heads up on a particular issue, and I want to give you a heads up on it. It's especially going to hit Colorado, the media spin on this is just going to be crazy. So we'll get to that when we get back. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Give me a call, 303-713-7600. What's going on with the traffic, Gina Michaels?
Thanks, Mario. Looks like that earlier stall been cleared out of the way, eastbound 6, but we still have a lot of slow-moving traffic from Sheridan to Federal, so just be aware of that if you are headed out of Lakewood towards your I-25 merge. Still seeing heavy traffic, of course, all the usual hotspots, eastbound I-70 right through the I-25 corridor there from Brighton to Colorado, and we have pretty heavy conditions now both directions of 225 crossing Aurora. Weather outlook today, we're going to have a mostly cloudy day. Rain showers expected throughout the day and into the evening. Only a high of 82 today and a low tonight of 61. Tomorrow looks like it'll be more of the same with a temperature of a high of 79. Right now, it's mostly cloudy and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Come check out awesome cars and motorcycles at the 6th Annual UCE Car Club Car Show this Sunday.
Got the latest, Special Agent?
Roger that.
Have you decrypted the message?
I don't know why they even encrypted it. It only said was one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in the U.S.
But that's no secret. Everyone knows that over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's because Esurance is the fast, easy way to get auto insurance. You can get your quote and compare that to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
And everyone knows that many drivers save hundreds at Esurance.com. They save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's right. Quote, buy, print. Instantly at Esurance.
Don't forget the fast, friendly service. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
That's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Well, that's certainly no secret. Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Over and out.
Start saving on auto insurance at Esurance today. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com.
763-2300 or visit bonfils.org. Live, give with Bonfils Blood Center.
Remember how fun it was when your kids were learning to talk? You know, back when you were both speaking the same language. Don't you wish you could talk together like that again? Well, you can. You just need to learn to speak a whole new language together. And nobody makes learning a new language more fun than Rosetta Stone. The amazing Rosetta Stone software is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's no boring memorization, no drills. It's something the whole family can enjoy together. It can also help your kids do better in school. It can even help give mom and dad an extra edge at work. And best of all, learning a new language together will have the whole family talking to one another again. Doesn't that sound good? Your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM lets you choose from 30 different languages, no strings attached. So call for your free demo CD-ROM and start learning a new language together now. 1-800-600-6117. That's 1-800-600-6117. 1-800-600-6117.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. When was the last time anyone offered to buy your car? At Go Automotive Group, we do it every day. In fact, we'll buy your car whether you buy ours or not. Simply stop by any of our 17 Go showrooms for your quick and easy appraisal. Then shop Colorado's largest selection of new and used cars and trucks. Over 7,000 Chevys, Subarus, Dodges, Fords, Hondas, Jeeps, Nissans, Toyotas, and more. And with a new Go Smart Choice, you'll see your trade-in value up front. Go sells thousands of cars and trucks every month, so we need to buy thousands back. Why not yours? Go will buy your car whether you buy ours or not. For your quick and easy appraisal, call 303-GO-CARS-GO. Come by any of our 17 Go showrooms or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The light's green. Go!
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
51 minutes after the hour. This is Mario Solis Matic sitting in for Jay Marvin. Right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, you could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, or you could text me at am760.net. Paul from Fort Collins, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Matic.
Good morning, Mario. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Paul?
I am well, thank you. I just wanted to make a very brief comment about something that, listening to your comments about Michael Vick, and you know what, I really respectfully present this to you, which is, I think it's important for the journalistic effort to allow the process of, well, due process, I should say, to really take place by presenting a really balanced view. I don't, at first blush, I don't like what this guy did. Michael Vick, I agree with you completely, has a responsibility to perform at a certain standard and a certain level. And it is important for this individual to uphold the trust that that particular team, the Atlanta Falcons, has given him. Having said that, he has now been accused and consistent of something, or of a crime, inconsistent with our due process, and something that makes this country head and shoulders above everybody else's system is just the essence of due process. Journalism, I think, needs to support that. And it's important for a balanced view to be presented, not only from the perspective, and again, it's my opinion, not only from a perspective of being able to convey exactly what he's been accused of, but also to allow your listening audience to have latitude of doubt, to be able to say, you know what, it's entirely possible that this guy did not know about these things, and to present that, because right now I think that this guy...
First of all, let me say, I'm not a journalist. I don't even know what I am sometimes, but I'm not a journalist, and I'm always very clear about that. I'm not a journalist. What you're going to get here is basically, you know, my opinion from my gut. And I have to tell you something. I don't know how huge an estate has to be for you not to know that there's a dog fighting arena, you know, that is set up on your estate. But that being said, I said that there is a possibility, you know, he hasn't been convicted, and there's a possibility that he will be found innocent. This is not a, you know, I don't claim to be a journalist, but, you know, but we do, obviously, I love to talk to people with differing viewpoints, and that's why you're on the air right now, to present that.
And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to present that. The only thing I want to just finish with, and I'll get off your line so you can talk to someone else, is that I am not a fan of Michael Vick. As a matter of fact, I don't follow NFL football to any extent. All I'm saying is I'm a real fan of the structure of our due process, and I think that that needs to be upheld to the best.
Yeah, but the other thing, Paul, though, is also my point is also this.
Yes, sir.
The larger point that I was making is, like, why should we be shocked if it's true just because he's a successful quarterback? That was actually my point. My point was, obviously I think he has a responsibility as a role model not even to hang out with these guys.
I totally agree with
that. Right? But at the same time, there's a level of disappointment. Like, if I found out the guy down the street was doing this, I wouldn't be going, oh, my God, I'm shocked, you know, because once, you know, he let me get out of my driveway, you know, he stopped for me while I was pulling out of my driveway, you know.
You know something? Just to add to this, Marty, just so you can appreciate my perspective further, I feel that what the NFL has done in terms of their suspension is appropriate because he is under investigation.
Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. But it's important just to convey that the guy has not been convicted.
He is not. And you know what? He may not be.
Yeah.
But, you know, depending on how the laws are structured and what, you know, evidence is presented to the jury. But, but once again, I also have to say this. It's like the guy may not be convicted, but I have to wonder why there was this type of activity that, like, for instance, you could go through all of my contacts, and I know a lot of people. You could go through my house up and down. You're not going to find anything remotely associated with dogfighting. You know, it just wouldn't happen. Probably the only thing you'd find right now is on my, you know, on in my email box, this stuff about Michael Vick. That would be it. And so it's just, you know, can I say that it's more than odd, you know, for a person to have this type of paraphernalia and these types of friends and or contacts around them? And we also have to be reasonable about, you know, about our approach. And I think that to a certain extent, we're losing reason. We are losing reason. When Senator Reid can't call Bush a liar without being politically attacked, or we have to say Betito Gonzalez is only misleading the American public when it's clear he's contradicted himself 50 different ways, that at least one of those times has to be perjury. You know, we're losing reason, and the fact is, and thank you for your call, but when you and I lose reason, Paul, the sharks take advantage of that loophole. The fact that you and I want to be fair, the sharks in this world see that as the loophole that they could get through to take advantage of us. And it's not just like when we're buying a car and they lie to us, and then we go, oh, that's part of the sales process, right? Or, you know, we let them get away with that. It's like those guys are moving up in the world, and now they run our country, And they're dismantling our Constitution while we're trying to be fair about, oh, my God, well, what's the due process for these guys that want to ruin due process? It's 59 minutes after the hour.
While you're at your computer, there's AM 760, Progressive Talk on AM760.net. Log on and listen live. Every guest, every show, every day. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. AM 760, Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
We're back with Julia Witherspoon, founder of Cops and Kids Reading Centers, as featured on Oprah. She's been teaching kids to read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The Bears are out on the streets. Rising oil prices, new worries about the housing market, and credit risks are pushing stock prices sharply lower in early trading. 30 minutes into the trading session, the Dow Industrial Average is down 105 points. In spite of that, investment strategist Al Goldman is still a bull.
Financial commentators this morning wanted to say that our Goldilocks economy has turned critically ill. We don't believe that at all. The economic outlook for the U.S. does not change overnight.
On the earnings scoreboard, Ford is reporting its first profit in 2 years. ExxonMobil says it made a little less in the second quarter, but it still brought in $10.26 billion. Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick won't be arraigned on dogfighting charges for a few more hours, but animal lovers and the curious are already gathering in Richmond, Virginia. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto.
Frank, police are planning for thousands of protesters. Animal rights activists are scaling that back to a few hundred. The handful here now are angry, holding pictures of pit bulls with the words, "Prosecute all dog fighters." A tame little chihuahua is checking the scene out on a leash. Across the street, Vic supporters who complain he has already been convicted in the media. A sign there says, "Mike Vick's my dog." Live outside the Richmond Federal Courthouse, Barry Bagnetto, CBS News.
CBS's Byron Pitts takes a look at the government's case against Vic.
Vic and three friends have been indicted by a federal grand jury for allegedly running a dogfighting ring based on a property Vic owns in southeastern Virginia. The charges allege dogs no longer able to fight were either drowned, electrocuted, or beaten to death.
Overseas, a top military man says the aim of gunners who lob rockets and mortars into Baghdad's heavily protected green zone has gotten better lately. And Lieutenant General Ray Odierno believes he knows why.
We think this is directly related to training that was conducted in Iran.
The plight of an estimated 2 million Iraqi war refugees is on the table at a meeting in Amman, Jordan.
Listen to Najla, an Iraqi woman now destitute in Jordan.
I am a mother. I lost everything, lost my property, lost my house. Help this family, please.
An international conference on the refugees is underway in Jordan today. The UN wants money, of course, lots of it. But it also wants the U.S., EU, and Britain to do more to help resettle more refugees. It says Iraq's neighbors have been carrying too heavy a burden for too long. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
California calls it an act of compassion, but to the federal government, selling medical marijuana is a crime. And federal agents raided 10 Los Angeles clinics yesterday. Justice City Councilman Dennis Zine was asking the feds to look the other way.
You've got to have some compassion for people who are dying of AIDS, for people who are dying of cancer. The federal government should have some heart and not just be so ruthless.
Checking those Wall Street numbers again, the Dow's down 114, NASDAQ's down 27. This is CBS News.
Newman!
Yes, Mr. Fernwell?
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet!
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com.
Aflac!
For small business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The case of ex-University of Colorado Professor Ward Churchill, now in Denver District Court. The CU Regents ousted Churchill Tuesday over allegations of plagiarism, fabrication, and other academic misconduct. But Churchill's lawsuit filed yesterday says the firing was actually retribution for expressing unpopular views.
Need to get organized? Right now at the Summer Home Organization event, you'll find all kinds of smart storage savings, like 2 12-gallon flip-top totes for just $10. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid to August 29th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay. And actually, I'll be here tomorrow as well on AM 760, Progressive Talk on the J. Marvin Show. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600 or text me at am760.net. You know, John Turk? I was just listening to the news feed. You know, we had these, and we'll talk about this in a little bit as well. In L.A., we had these major medical marijuana raids yesterday, right? There were like 10 of them. We have like, you know, medical marijuana is legal in our state. And in Los Angeles, apparently there are a number of them, of these dispensaries. And the DEA came into town yesterday and busted a whole bunch of these places.
Well, how can they do that? I don't understand.
They could do it because it's the federal law. It's, you know, it's against federal law. So the feds came in and they busted, and people were just outraged. It was all over, you know, local talk radio yesterday. And I'm going through the LA Times this morning, not a single story about this. And you have the federal government come in and completely usurp the will of the local government. The city council people were just outraged. I heard right now on the CBS news feed they were covering it right here on AM 760. It was all over local radio yesterday while it was occurring. You know, they did some great reporting on some of the local stations here. But nothing in the LA Times. So it's you know, very, very disappointing. We got a call from Dan in Denver. You're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hi, Mario.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I'd just like to comment a little bit more on the comments you made earlier about how, you know, we just kind of take this, a lot of this corruption granted, and we just kind of say it's the way things are. And I think that's a huge problem in this country, especially when it comes to government and specifically the federal government. And to be quite honest with you, I'm more terrified of my government than I am of Al Qaeda or any terrorist group in the Middle East. It's like with I just heard the radio feed with the raids in LA. You know, the federal government comes in and totally dismantles something that the public wanted, obviously, in that area. And I'm just curious, What would we do if they one day decided to take it even further and just, you know, basically throw out the state's rights completely and, you know, make federal law like... I mean, I think we've totally lost any ability to protect ourselves from any corruption that may be in our government. I mean...
Dan, I have to tell you something. First of all, let me say I completely agree with you. I think that 5 years ago, I wouldn't have. 6 years ago, if you had described this situation to me, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, I would tell you we would never get to that point. But and you tie the two stories together very well. And you're right. We had the federal government come into L.A. yesterday and basically say, we're ignoring your state laws over marijuana. You know? I mean, let's put it into perspective. You know what I mean? This is about marijuana. This is about sick people, you know, getting high. I mean, it's crazy to spend the resources this way in the first place, you know. But the fact that they usurped the state law is just crazy. And you're right. You could take that to another level and say, well, what if they get, you know, what if they decide they don't like the L.A. city government and they could come in and just start arresting people, you know, under some bogus charges.
Right. So here's my question: How do we the American people, I thought that there was a clause in our Constitution. I was pretty sure that we had the right to bear arms. And, oh, no, let's not talk about, you know, any kind of, you know, I mean, these people are the biggest funded, the most well-equipped, weapon-wise gang in America, in our federal government.
Right.
And I'm really scared of them. And I'm really scared of what their plans are for our future. I see our...
Well, Dan, but the only way... I'll tell you something. The only way that you know we could put these guys back in a box is by using, you know, the ballot box. That's the only way these guys are going to be, you know, they're going to get put away.
I hope you're right.
Quite frankly, I understand your doubt. But it's the only tool at our disposal, and we have to get. I think the first level is going out and educating the American people about the fact, you know, of what really is at stake here. But that's right. When we get back to what I was saying earlier. We, you know, the American people could be, you know, wonderfully naive, and making the case that, you know, that hey. You know, this is our government that's at stake here. A lot of people are going to go, no, it'll work itself out. You know, these things happen. It'll, you know what I mean? What we, you know, et cetera. Because to a certain extent, we've kind of, for whatever reason, given up our personal right to reason.
Absolutely.
And it's like when these guys are lying to us day after day after day after day, then they need to be booted out. We need to say, you know what? You're a liar. We don't like being lied to. You know, you need to get out of here. Anybody with reason would have to agree that if nothing else, this government, this administration has lied to us repeatedly and exaggerated about everything.
And on top of that, he's taken more vacation time than any president in history, and he's had more crisis, more major crisis than any president in history. And I'm telling you what, man, you say we need to get them out of there. Well, the American people want them out of there. They've lied about everything, about this war, about weapons of mass destruction. They're spying on the people. They've reversed the flow of information. The government knows more about your personal life than you do about the government. And I'm telling you, we are headed down a road that is, I don't think people know how scary it is. I don't think people realize what an emergency we're in. And I think that, the big reason why a lot of things don't change is people don't want to leave the comfort zone. And also people are busy. They're work. They got to pay their bills.
But, you know, and thank you for your call, Dan. And you say, and by the way, Dan called at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Eric from Arvada, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm just listening today. My opinion about some of this is that we watch the news regularly. We watch Keith. We listen on the radio. And no matter what anybody does, these people seem to rebuff us, and it is frustrating.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. But you see, the thing that we also have to keep in mind is that electing a president is a very serious matter.
Yep.
And if nothing else, the gift, you know, I have a minister friend who always tells me, well, you got to look for the gift. I would say the gift in George Bush is that it should remind all of us how serious a matter it is when we hire a president.
Yeah,
and that mistake is not easily undone. You know, and that's where we're at right now. This is not an easy thing to fix. It's gonna take a lot more work.
We've never had a situation to where a person has been this stubborn before, even in the face of, you know, being proven that he's wrong on a daily basis, just continuing to pound this thing home, never change his mind. And you're right about that. People really need to think long and hard before they go to the ballot box.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Dan, for your call. We need to take a little bit of a break now. Dan called at 303-713-7600. And, of course, he could have chosen to text me at am760.net, but I'm glad he called. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to talk about the marijuana raids in Los Angeles. We're going to talk about buying real estate in Morrison. My God. And a lot of other things. It's 17 minutes after.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Research is conducting a clinical research study on an investigational medication for depression. If you're at least 18 years old, have a history of depression, and have been depressed for at least a month, call Radiant Research now at 303-477-CARE. That's 303-477-2273.
Have you been financially unlucky, accumulated thousands of dollars in credit card debt? Congratulations! Today is finally your lucky day. Today's the day you'll cut your monthly payments by up to half, stop the collection calls, and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Buying an automobile is a combination of two things. It's a combination of need and also want. You don't buy a car unless you need one, and you gotta want the car that you want to buy. That's why I recommend you go to Rocky's Autos. They've got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. So you can find exactly what you're looking for. Plus, their matching down incentive helps you out because it helps you stretch your budget even farther, and they've got good people to help you in a time of need and also in a time of want. They're not going to take advantage of you. See my brothers, Tom and Marv Alshire, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Adolf Juan, any of the folks working at Rockies, Ziggy and Colby. Ask them. Talk to them. See the difference. Check out the inventory online at RockiesAutos.com or get down there to see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been a family-owned and operated business since 1982, so they're in it for the long haul. That's Rockies Autos at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, Jackson, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Sea-Doo Personal Watercrafts are all about freedom. Freedom from rush hour traffic. Freedom from boring meetings. And now Sea-Doo adds freedom from payments. Ooh. Purchase before August 5th and you'll enjoy no payments, no interest until next year. Plus, choose from up to $500 in gas money or a three-year limited warranty. Hurry to your local dealer today. No payments, no interest, and free gas or warranty. That's what I call freedom. Sea-Doo. Leave everything else behind. Offer ends 8/5/07. Valid on 05 or newer models and in U.S. only. Subject to credit approval. Conditions and restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
And do you, Sharon, take Kenny to be your husband, along with his collections of power tools, baseball cards, old concert T-shirts, commemorative bobbleheads?
Need to get organized? Right now at the Summer Home Organization event, you'll find all kinds of smart storage savings, like 2 12-gallon flip-top totes for just $10. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through August 29th in U.S. only. See store for details.
We're from a planet called Earth.
AM 760 Progressive Talk invites you to the Evolution at the 2007 Earthworks Expo, July 27th through the 29th at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Earthworks Expo will feature over 100 exhibits, workshops, and keynote speakers that will inspire everyone to live green. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Minutes after 8, right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin is taking a few days off to be with his family and loved ones, and I'm sitting in today and tomorrow. My name is Mario Solis Maric, right here on AM 760. You could call me at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, just like Laura and Longmont did. Laura, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario.
Hi, Mario. Two calls ago, you were talking about the only way that we can change anything is just a ballot box.
The only way we could change political things are at the ballot box.
At the ballot box.
Right.
But didn't we vote for Gore? And wasn't there a lot of controversy about all the different machines that were guaranteed a Bush win? And my question is, if we trust our voting machines, if we can't trust who we vote is going to be elected, how can we change anything?
Well, and that being said, Laura, we also just shifted the power in Congress and to a minute sense, you know, the power in the Senate. And that happened at the ballot box as well. So I certainly agree with you that what happened in Florida and when the Gore race and then more recently in Ohio was a complete travesty. But if you want to, you know, but and at the same time, we made gains in the House and in the Senate. I would say this to that. I would say specifically, people need to really engage at the ballot box. For instance, in Ohio, the Secretary of State there should be removed if they haven't been already. Because of the, you know, they're in charge of voting in Ohio. They should be voted out. There should be political ramifications for at the local level with local elections at the fact that, you know, there was that level of debacle. There's no other real way to change this. I mean, I'm not an advocate for violence. You know, Right. And so basically I believe, I go back to my premise, I believe that the only way to change things is at the ballot box.
Well, I was wondering, like in Colorado, we voted mostly Democratic except for the president.
Right.
And I kind of wonder if you were voting Democratic, wouldn't you continue that Democratic vote through the presidency?
Well, I mean, and quite frankly, your state has a history. I actually know a lot about, politics, you know, campaigns, and I specifically know a lot about Colorado, as it turns out. And you guys have a history of splitting your tickets, you know, so that's not a surprise. You know, there was nothing, like, for instance, right now you're having a fight between your two senators on this S-CHIP program. You know, you have a Republican senator and a Democratic senator.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the history of your state. But I appreciate your call.
Okay.
And Laura called at 303-713-7600. Malik from Denver, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario.
How you doing, Mario?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Love the discussion you guys are having.
Thanks.
I come from a long line of political science majors and attorneys, and I hear the same thing. All the talk shows, all the people, everybody talking about Bush. He's a head man for a band. He's a front man for a band. He's the presidential seat is really an important position. However, just voting once a year for one guy, one office, or every 2 years or 4 years.
Every 4 years, right.
Is not going to make it. You got to get involved on the local level.
Yep.
As we see now, where you got House of Representatives, Congress, that's where it's at. You can talk about Bush all you want. When he took the election, when they stole that election, it was Cheney they were putting in the seat. If you don't know that, I can't help anybody. You just have to know that. Bush had an oil company out of Texas that never did anything. All of a sudden, and never did any offshore drilling. All of a sudden, this company's got a major contract in Dubai for offshore drilling.
Right.
That's where it's at. But more importantly, my point is, this is natural. You look at any Wild Kingdom show, any animal show, we really have to stop separating ourselves from the rest of the creatures on this planet.
You're losing me on this one. Tell me about that.
It's totally natural.
Why are we like a mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom?
It is totally natural for any animal, any species, to survive. And if it thinks it needs to take somebody else's stuff, it will do it. It's just natural. It may not be right or wrong, but we just have to understand that and understand more.
Malik, why do we have to, first of all, why do we have to understand that? We have a history of this country of actually contradicting that. I mean, we went through an amazing era in this country where people in this country worked selflessly to, you know, support their neighbors, to support freedom abroad, you know, absolutely created a free education infrastructure,
yes, sir.
You know, did all kinds of stuff that clearly separated, ourselves from the lions and the tigers and the
yes,
bears.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
You know,
reasonable people.
What was that?
Western Hemisphere. Everybody in the West, we are reasonable people. We will reason. But we constantly go up against people who don't even have running water, who don't even have electricity, and we're trying to negotiate with them, and then we're surprised when they don't live up to the agreement. They don't even have the basics of life.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, I don't
know. To get a government together.
Right. Right. Well, you know, with that, but you know what? To a certain extent, I agree with you. To others, I don't. I mean, there are certainly, but I would say this, to your original point, it
sure
is not like the Wild Kingdom here. I mean, we have clearly demonstrated, not just us, but people in Europe, people in Eastern Europe, not just the West, right?
Yes, sir.
People in Asia. Right? You know, people have demonstrated that
mm-hmm.
they're, you know, we're, and quite frankly, when it comes to healthcare, we're hardly the example of in the Western Hemisphere, you know, and us being, you know, the leaders of the world are hardly an example of the most generous group of people.
Good
right?
Point, but the reason comes in when someone can't afford a procedure, the doctors, sometimes they just say, we're going to save this person's life. That's where the reason comes in. In another country, they just turn them away. Doesn't matter if they have one arm missing. Or
Malik, you need to hang on. We'll talk about healthcare in the next. Yeah, because quite frankly, you're wrong about that.
Well, yeah.
And we'll talk about it when you know. But thank you for your call, Stuart from Denver. You're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario. Oh, I'm sorry, Marcus from Denver.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
I got one word.
What?
Recall. Recall everyone. Democrat, Republican, They voted for the war. If you can do it in your state, start the recall process. Send a serious message to this Congress that we've had enough of them overlooking President Bush and all the things that he's been doing.
And Marcus, you know what? I want to talk to you about this, but we need to take a break. Do you mind hanging on with me?
Not at all.
Okay. John, could you put him on hold? Okay. So we'll go ahead and we'll take a quick break because I understand your sentiment, Marcus, but I want to talk to you about this. It's 29 minutes after the hour. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for the great Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And you could join the conversation at 303-713-7600. It's 7:30. Gina Michaels, what's going on out there in traffic?
Hey, Mario, thanks. We got some major delays now. Southbound I-25 is just struggling from University down to Bellevue. That's as they try to clear off a motorcycle wreck right near Orchard. Two right lanes blocked, so stop-and-go conditions. Same along southbound 225 just before Parker down to I-25. That is slowing down, obviously, because of the problem we're having on I-25. So you definitely want to avoid these areas. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today. Mostly.
Where's the best deal on shoes?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Where's the best deal on shoes?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Get out of your car and into a Mercedes-Benz at Canyon Casino. The Cruise Through Summer Series continues with this Mercedes-Benz giveaway.
Remember those little hard rubber balls that bounced really high? I love those. When I was good, my mom would give me a quarter to get one. Now I'm an adult, but it's still nice to be rewarded for doing the right thing. Like with my Progressive Direct car insurance, I save over $400 a year for being a good driver. That's like 1,600 rubber balls. I mean a substantial savings.
Good driver savings from Progressive. Switch today at Progressive.com. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A look at the latest movies in theaters and on video. Brought to you by The Video Station. Find the movie you're looking for from Colorado's largest selection of movies on DVD and VHS, including foreign films, independent movies, and popular TV series past and present. The Video Station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder. And at the movies, Friday morning at 9 on The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call the Timeshares Only hotline to get top dollar for your timeshare.
They said our timeshare was worth more than we thought, and it was sold before our next monthly payment was due.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth, and we'll send you a free information kit, including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Thousands of pre-qualified buyers are just waiting to buy timeshares, so there's never been a better time to find out what your timeshare is worth.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Why can we sell your timeshare faster and for top dollar? Because no one resells more timeshares than we do. Call 1-800-700-0375 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. You'll also get a $500 online shopping spree free when you buy, sell, or rent. Dial 1-800-700-0375. That's 1-800-700-0375.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-5581. That's 800-300-5581. 800-300-5581.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin. He could give me a call at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. And by the way, just a note, tonight one of your local congressmen, Congressman Ed Perlmutter, will appear on PBS on the News Hour with Gwen Ifill. And he'll be talking about Iraq. I think that's at like 6 o'clock your time, or is it 6 o'clock Mountain? I think it's 6 o'clock. Yeah, it's 6 o'clock your time. Tonight, once again, Congressman Ed Perlmutter will be on with Gwen Ifill, who, by the way, I hear he's a great guy. I don't know about him directly, but I hear he's a great guy. And Gwen Ifill is actually a journalist. So, you know, rare. One of the rare breeds, of people that still exist is a journalist, and Gwen Ifill happens to be one of them. So you could check them out tonight on PBS. I was talking to Marcus from Denver. Marcus, now once again, you were saying recall everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
And then you said. And tell us why you want everybody recalled and what good you think it would do, very quickly.
Well, what I'm seeing is the Congress and the Senate have pretty much fallen in line for the entire time that this has been on the table, the war, since our administration decided this was a good idea to go into Iraq.
Right.
And so many senators and congresspeople have fallen right in line, and some of them unknowingly, some of them knowingly, it's kind of unimportant. It's unimportant if they're Democrat, if they're Republican, their last name's Clinton. Go get them. Get them out of there because they're not representing the American people and the American will, which what is the poll, 46%? People want the president impeached.
Right.
So we got this filibuster Republican section of our legislature that's not going to let it happen. And so the Democrats put their hands in the air and go, we got more important things to do. I think.
Okay, Marcus, it's like, you know, I agree with the sentiment. Obviously, I think we both know that the action would have ridiculous results. And I don't know if you don't realize that. I'm sure you do. I'm sure you're putting it out there knowing that, hey, if this were ever done, the result of this would be ridiculous. But what I really wanted to talk to, and if not, we could talk about that as well. But what I really wanted to talk to you about is, like, what Democrat did you see put their hands in the air and say, we got something better to do?
Well, it's the Democratic leadership.
Like who?
Harry Reid? Was saying that, you know, we got more things, more important things to do. Impeachment is off the table.
Nancy Pelosi said impeachment's off the table, and that clearly was a mistake. And by the way, at that time, the majority of the American people agreed with her. I mean, that at that point, only 10% of the American people wanted impeachment.
Yeah,
when she said that. Okay, so I mean, you have to put into perspective. As far as Harry Reid's gone, on the Senate side, there are real filibuster rules, and they've really tried to overcome them, but we don't even have we have a technical majority because Lieberman voted with the Democrats for the Democratic majority, but Lieberman has not, you know, is not like a real Democratic vote. And plus, in the Senate, you need 60 votes to break a filibuster.
Right. So that's where you specifically to go after those who voted for the war. That's going to put a lot of pressure on that Republican minority, which used to be a majority, which is holding things up. So if the veto-proof number.
But what I guess what I don't get, Marcus, and I'm not picking on you because, you know, but I hear people say this, right? People call me up and say this, and I don't think that they've reasoned it out. I mean, why, you know, number one, because I've heard Kucinich say this too, by the way. And Kucinich knows better because Kucinich could count votes and he knows the rules. And so I actually don't, you know, I'm really disappointed in him for perpetuating this.
But I'm excited that he came up with the bill to impeach Cheney.
Yeah, that's exciting, dude. But you also need to get it done.
Why is no one backing it?
Well,
we put the pressure on him. even if it doesn't get done, we put the pressure on them to call for their jobs.
And I agree with that, Marcos. And I agree with that. It's an important tactic, and it's an important thing to pursue, and it becomes more important every day, quite frankly.
Well, you were looking for an alternative to waiting for the next vote. Here's one right here.
No.
Have that power. Do we choose to do it or not? We have that power to.
But Marcos, what you're doing right now is wonderful rhetorically, but in practice, it is not a real option.
Well,
I'm a reality. Wait, hold on a second. Uh-huh. I'm a reality-based person. So the solution you put on the table has to be doable. And obviously, you know that the amount of effort and money that it would take to recall every single member of the House and Senate, number one, is not attainable. And sure. Number two, who would replace them? I mean, in Republican districts, if you could recall these guys, they'd be replaced by Republicans.
Right, and Bush administration would have to scramble to get the new Republican in their pocket.
Like you and I would be the ones scramble. Oh, trust me, they're 10 deep, buddy. I appreciate your call and I enjoyed the discussion.
Well, I just want to put it out there.
I like the idea and I like the passion and I like the energy, but we also have, but unfortunately, you know, we live in a world that where something like gravity exists. You know, I'd love to be able to fly home, you know, through the air with ease every day. That's a solution that would beat traffic, but it's not based in reality.
Well,
we need solutions that are based in reality, that are doable.
I can see that point. It doesn't mean we can't start calling for heads. We can start calling for heads. We can start saying,
we can do that. And thank you for your call, Marcos. We can do that. But obviously we have to take a look at the resources we have to have available and target those selectively. Mary, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hi, Mario. I agree with your last caller. I think that the Democrats are being wimps.
How?
And I'm going to tell you something. Just because you don't think it can be done, and other people in the Congress don't think it can be done, the impeachment, doesn't mean it can't be done. You know, there may be Republicans out there who are willing to vote for impeachment, but we'll never find out if we don't try. And I got to tell you, I've worked on causes before where people told me, it'll never happen, you're beating your head against the stone.
Mary, I'm not going to cut you off. I'm going to give you time, okay? But you also have to...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Number one, you're misrepresenting my position on impeachment. I think it should be pursued. I also know that logistically... that it's going to be time-wise, even if we had started in January, that just what it takes time-wise is, you know, makes it...
Mario, it's worth it because it shows...
But Mary, I'm not disagreeing with you. You're arguing with somebody who agrees with you.
I've got to tell you something about Clinton. She knew, you know, if I, who am not a genius, knew before Bush went into Iraq, that he was planning on doing that. The writing was on the wall. If, Senator Clinton knew that, don't tell me she's stupider than I am, and then she voted to pay for a war that we should never have gotten into. So I feel that there's a lot of people who in the Senate and Congress who are political animals, and they voted to look good because they thought they'd never get reelected if they didn't do that.
Right, Mary, they did.
It's a political thing. They didn't do what they knew was the right,
right, Mary.
Thing to do.
Mary, God, why are you yelling at somebody who's agreeing with you?
I'm not yelling,
being ridiculous.
I'm hard of hearing. I always yell.
Well, just cool out a little bit.
Okay, but I feel that you weren't respectful of the last call.
What do you mean? I gave them like 10 minutes on the
That's
air. What do you mean
not
respectful? I don't have to agree with them on every single.
No,
Mary, now you calm down. Hold on a second.
All right, you too.
To say, no, wait, you keep on interrupting me, man.
All right.
You're going to get cut off. Okay. The fact is, I was more than respectful with them. I gave them more time on the air than any other talk show host would give them on this, on any topic,
That's
quite
not
frankly.
What I want to argue
so,
about.
Oh, God, why are you interrupting me?
Because you're wasting my time.
Well, then hang up. That's it. Thank you for your call. Thank you for your call. I didn't mean to waste your time. But let me explain, you know, once again, my position on this. I think impeachment needs to be pursued, period. End of sentence. I don't feel I was disrespectful at all. He says we should recall everybody. I'm saying I understand the passion behind that. I just don't believe that it's a realistic thing that we could achieve before, you know, November or you know, 2008. And so since what's present is an election in November 2008, let's be realistic and take advantage of that opportunity. I don't think there's anything, you know, disrespectful in that response. I'm not going to agree with everybody who calls me up just because they happen, you know, they happen to feel as passionately as I do about the goal. There's a difference between a goal and a strategy. And unfortunately, Marcus was giving me a strategy that I personally don't believe is doable. It's 45 minutes after the hour. And now traffic with Gina Michaels.
Thanks, Mario. Still going to find a tough drive. Southbound arteries, southbound 225, as you head through the DTC there. You'll run into those delays between Parker and I-25. Part of that is due to the crash activity we've had on southbound I-25 that has traffic backed up from University down to Bellevue in the Tech Center. So just be aware, these are the two major areas for delays right now. Weather outlook today, cold front moving through, bringing us mostly cloudy skies and rain showers through the day. Only a high of 82 expected. Tonight, it'll be overcast with more scattered showers and a low of 61. Right now, partly cloudy and 69. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's a hog. In Parker, Mile High Harley now has two locations in Aurora at I-70 and Airport Boulevard and now
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
What's happening, Special Agent?
I've discovered something that lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know. You can switch your auto insurance anytime. Fortunately, Esurance wants to get the word out to help drivers save time and money on auto insurance.
Copy that. But you can switch your auto insurance anytime, even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. There's no reason to pay too much for auto insurance a day longer than you have to.
I bet that's why over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's right. At Esurance.com, you can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
And if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just buy your Esurance policy and you can find out more about canceling your other coverage.
How much money could I save with Esurance?
Many drivers save hundreds of dollars a year with Esurance.
Well, who wouldn't want to switch and save today? Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com.
We're so confident our prices are the lowest, we offer you a three-day, 150-mile money-back guarantee. Choose from over 7,000 Chevys, Subarus, Dodges, Fords, Hondas, Jeeps, Nissans, Toyotas, and more. And you can preview everything up front on the Go Smart Choice. This offer is rated G for guaranteed, and it's playing now at the Go location nearest you. Just call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com. The light's green.
Go!
homeowners. Are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Remember how fun it was when your kids were learning to talk? You know, back when you were both speaking the same language. Don't you wish you could talk together like that again? Well, you can. You just need to learn to speak a whole new language together. And nobody makes learning a new language more fun than Rosetta Stone's Do Better in School. It can even help give mom and dad an extra edge at work. And best of all, learning a new language together will have the whole family talking to one another again. Doesn't that sound good? Your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM lets you choose from 30 different languages, no strings attached. So call for your free demo CD-ROM and start learning a new language together now. 1-800-600-6117. That's 1-800-600-6117. 1-800-600-6117.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
And when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I think, John, you're playing that just because you know it makes you laugh. Oh, man. I can't get over that one. I can't believe it's so. We should do a corrupt classic CD, like, you know, with all these, quotes. And we have to get Betito Gonzalez, you know, saying, "I don't recall" 64 times about personnel matters at the office he's supposed to run on that. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. By the way, at the top of the hour, I'm getting some great text messages. So at the top of the hour, I'll read some of those. And you can send me a text message at am760.net, am760.net. By the way, I don't know if I've ever said this. I might have told this to you, John, off the air, but I this is not BS. As you could probably tell by now, I don't kiss butts just because it'll make me more popular. If you haven't picked that up, but overall, I have to tell you, I really love this audience in Denver and Boulder and Westminster and all the other places that call in. I use Denver in the big picture sense. Like, I live in Long Beach, and I tell people, oh, yeah, I live in L.A. So I mean Denver, Boulder, all the areas, not just Denver proper. I really have a good time on this program. So I don't know if I've ever said that publicly, but John knows it to be true, because I'm sure I've told him that before. Let's take some calls. By the way, you could call and be part of the program at 303-713-7600. Harry from Boulder, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Outstanding. Mario, as a conservative and a former Republican, I have a question to ask, sir.
Yeah.
And that would be, who are we as a people if we do not live up to the rule of law? And this is something I have to throw out to the leadership in the Congress right now. And I have spoken to the people in the offices of Ms. Pelosi and Senator Reid both on numerous occasions. If we don't stand up for the rule of law in this country and require that this criminal cabal be brought to I don't care if the votes are there or not. It matters not.
I agree with you. I mean, we have to, this, you know, that's why I started. I don't know how early you got up this morning, but, you know, the first thing I said this morning when I got on the air is like, you know, we got to impeach somebody. We have so many to choose from in this particular administration, but we have to do something to draw the line in the sand so that future administrations don't think they could get away with this.
Indeed, and this is necessarily a battle that we on the right actually have been not only investigating, but speaking about and trying to do something about for quite some time. The neocon element of the Republican Party has not only usurped the Republican Party, but their daily usurpations of the Constitution, their shortcomings, their short circuiting of the judiciary, and their leanings to make the Congress irrelevant is. It's their intent and their actions are criminal beyond the pale. It's absolutely mind-boggling.
Well, I'm glad to hear that conservatives are talking about this, and thank you for your call. And by the way, he called at 303-713-7600. I'm glad to hear that there is some, you know, that there are conservatives that are concerned about this. And I've said this many times before, and I'll say it again. I mean, the you know, conservatives that are real conservatives that really care, you know, about the fundamentals and the Constitution really need to step up. And we could debate ideas. I'm not a conservative, obviously, and so you and I could have a civil debate or maybe even get a little rowdy during our debate about issues about economics or education or all those other things. And I think that's great. And, you know, but on this, I think we must agree. And on this particular cabal, as you described it, is not conservative by any stretch of the imagination. Jeff from Westminster, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario.
Hey, Mario.
Hey, you're on the air.
Good. How are you this morning?
Very good.
I love all your views. I'd just like to say to everyone out there that, I agree, too. I mean, it would be nice if we could microwave this and, you know, impeach them all and throw them out. But if it worked that fast, we'd be in a hell of a bad way right now because they would have already done that. The democracy, you know, they didn't have microwaves back then. They did things slow, and they designed it to work slow. And thank whoever that it works slow. And, you know, get your ducks in a row. And then do something with them, but to try and rush it through is idiotic. You know, it has to work slow. It's designed like that, and I'm glad it works like that, because, like I said, if not, boy, we'd be in a hell of a bad way right now. You know, we'd already not have a democracy.
You know, you make a very good point. I don't think, and somebody said this earlier today. We've never had such a ruthless bunch up there all at the same time. You know, it's certainly when we come out of this dark hole and we look back in 10-15 years, and I really believe we'll survive this, we're going to know, you know, how bad it really was.
Right, but at least they have to work as slow as we're working the other direction.
You're absolutely right.
And that's the only thing that saved us so far.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for your call. We'll continue to take your calls at the top of the hour at 303-713-7600. It is 59 minutes after the hour.
While you're at your computer, there's AM 760, Progressive Talk on AM760.net.
Log on and listen live.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM 760, Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Your attention, please. This is a public auction notice. 200 lender foreclosed and repossessed homes across Colorado must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1160 for your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Down on Tuesday, up on Wednesday, down again today. The stock market roller coaster is giving analysts and investors the jitters. Much of the concern now about rising oil prices and the housing industry. The Dow sold off fast in the early going today and is now down 114 points. Market analyst Stephen Wood.
There's a lot of question marks in the market. It's, you know, good news can be priced, bad news can be priced, but what markets really find difficult to digest is unknown situations.
A day after the bad news on existing home sales, the government reports sales of new homes were down big last month, off 6.6%, worst showing in 5 months. Today's news from Ford was encouraging. A second quarter profit, $750 million.
This is the first time Ford has made money in 2 years. Their sales are down a lot, but by de-emphasizing less profitable sales to fleets, they're making more on each vehicle they sell. Ford says it doesn't expect to be consistently profitable till 2009.
That's Jeff Gilbert of WWJ Radio in Detroit. An apology from the former Duke rape case prosecutor as a judge considers action against him. Live to CBS's Jim Krasula. Jim, what did he say?
A contrite, somber Mike Nifong, Steve, told a judge there's, quote, no credible evidence that three former Duke lacrosse players committed any of the crimes Nifong accused them of.
Mr. Seligman, Mr. Finnerty, and Mr. Evans were entitled to the presumption of innocence when they were under indictment. Surely they are entitled to more than that now, as they go forward with the rest of their lives.
It was the first time Nifong offered a complete and unqualified apology. Steve?
NFL star Michael Vick should be at the opening of Atlanta Falcons training camp, but instead he's facing his world of legal trouble, the Virginia dogfighting case against him. CBS's Barry Bagnato is in Richmond.
It's expected Vick and three alleged accomplices will only make brief appearances here at the federal courthouse, but it's long enough to turn the center of this city into a circus. Television satellite trucks line the street. Parking is being restricted. Commuters are being warned to get ready for a traffic mess. Police are preparing for perhaps thousands of protesters, many of them animal lovers, angered by the allegations.
Military officials say a three-star general will be demoted for his role in the swirl of misleading information about the death of Army Ranger Pat Tillman, the former pro football player. Officials are expected, others are also expected to get official reprimands. In Iraq, Lieutenant General Ray Odierno points a finger of blame today at Tehran.
We have seen in the last 3 months a significant improvement in the capability of mortarmen and rocketeers to provide accurate fires into the green zone and other places. We think this is directly related to training that was conducted in Iran.
Odierno notes a drop in U.S. casualties this month in Iraq, a sign he says the troop surge is having some sort of positive impact. Right now the Dow's down 116, NASDAQ off 24. This is CBS News.
The U.S. Open Series, the greatest road trip in sports, is back. Roddick, Blake, Venus, Sharapova, Federer, and more. It's 10 tournaments in 6 weeks with $30 million on the line, all leading to the U.S. Open. Tune in this weekend for the Indianapolis Tennis Championships on NBC and the Bank of the West Classic on ESPN2 to watch your favorite tennis stars in action. For complete TV listings, go to usopenseries.com. The U.S. Open Series, presented by Lever 2000 with Vaseline Lotion Ingredients, challenging you to raise your game on and off the court.
Everyone's racing to participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships during Pit Stop Savings Day. Right now, make a pit stop to buy four Michelin or VF Goodrich tires, and you'll get a $50 gas card on us. Get our team of experts on your side. Hurry into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Pit stop savings days end soon.
Call 1-877-310-3673 for details or see participating dealer before 9:30 a.m.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Two pit bulls are in an animal shelter in Arvada awaiting their fate after police say they roamed the streets biting three people and a puppy. Cops twice had to use a taser to subdue the animals, which may have gotten out through an open door yesterday morning. One man and an animal control officer suffered minor injuries. Although rain is in the forecast for the Metro Denver area today, a high risk of wildfire danger is still prompting Boulder County officials to impose a fire ban.
Well, we haven't had any appreciable precipitation probably in the last month, and as everyone's aware, we've been experiencing daily temperatures in the 90s and upper 90s.
The ban, which goes into effect tomorrow, covers all of Boulder County west of Highways 36 and 93. And one day before sentencing, prosecutors are firing back at former Quest CEO Joe Nocio's bid for a new trial on his insider trading conviction. His legal beagles asked for a new trial in a new city, saying jurors in Denver were swayed by damaging pretrial media reports. Prosecutors say that's baloney. They want Nocio to have a 7-year vacation in the Crossbar Hotel. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're still struggling along southbound 225 through the DTC and southbound I-25 down into the DTC as well. That was due to an earlier crash motorcycle wreck at Orchard, so watch out for some continued delays. Right around Colorado, they'll stick with you down to Bellevue. Weather outlook today, expect this cold front to move through.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We're taking your calls, and in a second I'll be reading some of your text messages that you've sent to AM760.net, and you could give me a call at 303-713-7600. But I also want to get to some news in just a second. I mean, I want to talk and also get your opinion on these raids that happened yesterday in Los Angeles, and perhaps coming, you know, to a marijuana dispensary near you. In California, we have medical marijuana laws that allow for the use for patients with chronic illnesses that get a prescription to actually use marijuana.
You said chronic.
Did I say chronic? Some chronic for chronic. They busted 10 of them yesterday. The federal government came in, you know, and told a bunch of cancer patients, you cannot use this. We don't care what your doctor says or what your state government says. And you know, we'll talk about that. And then I also need to ask in a second, not right now, but I need to ask John Turk, what's up with dead bodies in Morrison, you know? Obviously, I don't know if you've heard this story yet, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. In the meantime, we're taking your calls. Ron in Denver, thanks for hanging with us. You're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario.
Mario, thanks for taking my call.
What's that?
Next time somebody says that impeachment is a waste of time, ask them, since when is doing the people's business a waste of time? And instead of trying to impeach all these guys, my attitude would be just to have a Nuremberg-style trial and make them all complicit.
For what? For instance, the torture at Abu Ghraib?
For everything. Just lay it all out and present the evidence and some, give them their up or down vote.
You have to tell you something that has gone greatly under the radar. There are a couple of countries right now that are actually, are entertaining motions in international courts against Dick Cheney and George Bush. And I don't know how far they're going to get, but they may get somewhere. And let me tell people what that means. That's how they got Pinochet, or at least they, tied him up for a while, was the fact of the matter is if any one of these things leads to an international arrest warrant, neither of these guys would be able to leave the country. Because if they did, they could be arrested.
Well, George Bush never left
the country anyway.
Not there. And as a Connecticut native, I got to tell you, it's embarrassing that he was born in my state. And I'm a conservative. These guys are not true Republicans. They are ideologues, and they have divided the party. They have ruined what was a grand old party. And these guys, the people who, the 27% that are still following them,
yeah,
are really, these are how fascist movements get started. It's by the minority, not by the majority.
And you're absolutely right. That's why they have to use military power that they use. That's absolutely correct.
And I'm telling you that it would not surprise me if we have a temporary military coup in this country. Because, and the Democrats, by the way, have been wimps. And I'll tell you why. If I was a Democrat in power, I would simply suggest that unless it is a natural disaster or a military emergency of some kind or something that serious, that nothing for the next 14 months would get done in this government. Absolutely nothing.
But you know what? I have to tell you, I understand the passion. I also understand the ramifications of that. When the Republican Congress did that to Bill Clinton, his approval ratings were in the 30s and they went up to over 50.
Yeah, but that was Bill Clinton.
Right. I know, but if you remember when the Republican Congress said this guy is weak and so we're going to say give us our way or we'll shut down the government. What happened was
down.
That's
shut it down. The government is bloated. They blow so much money. What they blow
you're talking about the way you feel, and I'm talking to you about the way the American people feel react.
Well, that you can't. What's the old expression in the financial world? Past performance is not indicative of future performance.
Well,
times have changed and people are really upset.
No, I know people are upset, and I know people are upset, and I am upset as well. I also know that if you were to shut down the government until we got our way, when people went out to, first of all, everybody would be freaked out because the Republicans would say, tell seniors they weren't going to get their Social Security checks. So then you would have to backtrack. Well, we're not really shutting down the entire government, just everything that is non-essential. And then when working families go this summer to take their only family vacation they could afford to a park, to a camping area, that would be closed. And there's all these other ramifications of doing that. And at that point, President Bush would be able to say, see, these guys can't get anything done. And that is the political scenario. I appreciate your call, but we've been down this path before. The Republicans, quite frankly, and the conservatives especially, took us down that path. Bill Clinton was at 30% when it happened. He went to 50%. Adrian from Denver, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario. Adrian, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
I was telling your call screener that I actually sent an email to Chairman Leahy and Senator Schumer and Senator Spector. And my comments to them were that I appreciated their pursuit of the truth with respect to the Department of Justice and Attorney General Gonzalez and his lying.
Right.
I said that I watched part of it on YouTube, and I said I was appalled but not surprised at his answers. And I was unfortunately surprised that these guys didn't stand up and say, you're a GD liar.
Right.
But these guys, you know, I know what they're doing. They're setting a trap. And he's like sitting in the trap, and they're just closing it up on him. I also suggested to them that I know there isn't a lot of time, and it's like the question is, do you want to impeach somebody or do you want to, you know, stop the war? You can't do both. So I suggested, since they actually have the best ground against Gonzalez, that they go after him and get and impeach him. He's wrecked.
Well, Adrian, by the way, and it's good that you sent those emails, number one, because they need to hear from people like you. But also, you make an interesting strategic point. These guys, it's kind of like when you go after an organized crime family.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and get the lawyer, you know, get the guy with
exactly.
all the secrets.
Exactly.
You know, get him.
He's the one who's got all the dope.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
The other thing that I agree with the first caller of this hour mostly, but I personally think that you have to, number one, be practical about these matters and see what can these guys get done. Like, if this had happened perhaps 2 years ago, yeah, we could have impeached them, but it's like too late to do anything and then get anything else done. Number two, I think that we need serious campaign reform from the top to the local level, machines, public financing, get the corporations out of camp.
Adrian, we have to go on to another call, but I have a quick question for you. It sounds like you've put a lot of thought into this. Are you a poli-sci major or something?
No, but I've read a lot of history.
Uh-huh.
And
Are you in college?
No, I've finished college, but, you know, you keep reading.
Uh-huh.
So
I certainly appreciate your call, and thanks for calling the Jay Marvin Show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Why don't we take a quick break now, and then we'll get to George in Denver, who's also called 303-713-7600. And we're taking a lot of calls today, which I think is great, but eventually here I'll get in some news. Don't you think, John? It's 17 minutes after the hour. Oh, you can text me. I forgot to do the text messages. We got to do that, too. Got lots.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-4444. 3-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
So you went out and got yourself a hot new cell phone. It's so shiny and pretty, with the latest and greatest features like music, internet, and more. But when you turned it on, it just didn't work as well as you'd hoped. That's when you realized a phone is only as good as the network it's on. And only one network is America's most reliable wireless network. Try out Verizon Wireless yourself, because now you can test drive calls, email, internet, and entertainment with our new America's Choice Premium plans. And with Verizon Wireless, you get hot, innovative phones like the fully loaded Envy by LG. You can quickly browse news and information, check out sports with ESPN MVP, mobile email with MSN Hotmail, Yahoo, or AOL, and download hundreds of basic video clips. Even get audible turn-by-turn GPS directions with VZ Navigator.
Get the Envy for $149.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new two-year activation. Only at Verizon Wireless. Call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN today or log on to VerizonWireless.com. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Network details at VZW.com.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Marij sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I saw this story yesterday, and today it's in the Denver Post, or maybe this is from yesterday in the Denver Post, but I had also seen it yesterday somewhere else. I guess there's a real estate agent was showing off a house in Morrison, and I was asking John, he says Morrison's not that far outside of Denver, a $380,000 home with vaulted ceilings and, you know, cedar siding, and it's on 3 acres. By the way, this sounds like a great home. You could find something in California like that for $380,000. Right there, the 3 acres, that would put you in the over $1 million mark, regardless of where it was. So this sounds, you know, to me this sounds like paradise. And they're showing the real estate agent, and, you know, God bless real estate agents. It's a tough job. But certainly you could imagine, you know, they're showing the home, showing the deck to this prospective buyer. They go out on the deck, and boom, the homeowner is dead. You know, their body face up like this 10 feet outside of the deck.
I bet for some reason I don't think that person bought the house.
I don't mean to laugh, but you have to admit that'll kill a sale, man.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. And I love these quotes from the real estate agent. Her name was Brenda Flick. She's with Real Pro Real Estate Professionals. Might as well give them a plug, you know, considering she lost that sale. Quote, he was bloated and he had a swarm of flies around his head. It was stunning. You know, I guess she means stunning and like she was stunned, not in stunning like, isn't this view stunning, right? Unbelievable.
I have a feeling that the price of that place will be going down a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure it's really going to be a bargain now. Unbelievable. They found it to be upsetting, and we were staring at each other, not knowing what to say. It was not your typical day at the office. Well, there you go. I hope not.
It had to be a little awkward.
John, would you buy a home after that? That's like, the place sounds like it's got an amazing view.
You know, if I knew
if
somebody
you
died
the body,
in the house I was about to buy, I wouldn't buy it.
It would be it for you?
That'd be it. Deal breaker right there.
What if you knew somebody, like you didn't see it, but you knew somebody had died in the house?
I wouldn't buy it. Either way.
Really?
Even if I just knew about somebody dying there, even if it was just natural causes.
Right.
I wouldn't buy it.
A lot of people feel like you. I heard, and it might have been from you, that you don't have to disclose that in Colorado. In California, you do. You're supposed to disclose if someone's actually died in the house, you know, by law. And I don't know what the law is over there, but...
I believe Colorado law is they don't have to tell you.
Really? That's, you know...
I saw a piece on it in some news segment about
and
two,
they,
3 weeks
they're all
ago.
Like, hey... Don't ask, don't tell, you know. George in Denver, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario.
Good morning, Mario.
Good morning.
Well, I'm just enjoying your show.
Well, thank you.
And, of course, I'd like to add that you know, I just, you know, like some of your callers, I would like to see the opposition, or rather the side that's in favor of even impeachment, be a lot more aggressive. I don't necessarily think that we're going to get impeachment, but I would really like to see a lot more aggression in that regard. I think there's plenty of evidence. I think just given the fact alone that Wilson had already come forward with the information that the documents were forged, and that claim that Saddam was buying uranium from Niger was a fabrication and was totally bogus. And Wilson sent correspondence to the House in plenty of time. They should have known well ahead of time that they were coming out with an argument that had already been disproven previously by the CIA.
Right.
And just given that fact alone, that Bush should have known, and I mean, even if he didn't, he still needs to take responsibility for the fact that his office had full access to that information, but went ahead and claimed that Saddam was buying uranium from Niger anyway. And given the fact that we got three carriers right off the coast of Iran right now, and given the fact that this guy has shown that he is unilateral and that he is going to do whatever he's going to do, no matter what anybody says or no matter what evidence is laying right in front of him, and if we give this guy the green light, he's going to start World War III to IV, and that's all there is to it. I mean, look at the way the guy acted when he was running Harkin Energy. He ran that company straight into the ground. He didn't care what anybody said or what anybody thought or what anybody did for him or how many people he screwed over. He did his best to emulate his dad running Zapata Offshore or Zapata Oil, and you know, so...
I hear you, and believe me, and I do agree with you, they do need to be more aggressive about this, and part of this as well is basically that the mood of the country has changed dramatically over the last 6 months. And I would say that all those examples or reasons to impeach that you present were great, but I have an even simpler one. I mean, the simplest one is that, you know, it is the fact that he is advising people not to congressional subpoenas. He's while the investigation is about something that happened in the White House. It is clearly obstruction of justice. There's just, you know, there's just no other way around that. The prosecutor firings can in no way be tied to national security. And so to invoke executive privilege there is just crazy. And I thank you for your call. And he called at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. There's another story on the wire, man, that is interesting. And that is, to say the least, there's a hospice and that has a cat at the hospice, which, by the way, I'm not, you know, I guess if you, I guess the rules vary from state to state. This is in Rhode Island. I don't think you could have a pet in a hospice in most states. But that being said, the cat's name is Oscar, a 2-year-old feline. And according to the people who are running the hospice, the Oscar, the cat, has been predicting death in about 25 recent hospice cases. So, you know, when you're in a hospice, I think you're basically suspected of having less than a year to live, right? That's what hospice care is about. But he tends to start cuddling up to people like 2 weeks, before they actually pass. And so I'm very curious about. I would not want to meet Oscar. You know, keep Oscar the heck away from me. But I think that when these things happen, I tend to believe that there are other reasons for them. But maybe Oscar is special. I know cats have an animals in general are incredibly intuitive. But 25 times to be right, that's a little beyond intuition. So I'd love to hear more about Oscar the cat. By the way, I want to get your opinion on a couple of the news stories coming up. So when we get back, I want to go over a couple things that have happened just in the last 2 days relative to the prosecutor firings and relative to health care. And we'll go over that when we get back and continue to take your calls at 303-713-7600. There is a healthcare debate waging right now throughout the country. But in Washington, D.C., there's a bill that would provide 400,000 children without health insurance. And the president has promised to veto it. And the tobacco companies are supporting him in that. And we'll talk about that story and get your opinion about it. It's been described, I saw one Republican blog saying, why are we doing this? Because people don't hate us enough? ? There's a question for you. It's 31 minutes after the hour. My name is Mario Solis Maric, and now traffic with Gina Michaels.
Thanks, Mario. Still seeing some delays along southbound 225, just lots of stop-and-go traffic there from Parker toward I-25 through the DTC. Southbound I-25, they finally got that wreck cleared at Orchard, but that is struggling as well between University and Bellevue. And we still had collision cleanup of an earlier wreck, northbound 225 at the end of the ramp from Mississippi, and one that has Jewel shut down just west of Union. Weather outlook today, this cold front brings us mostly cloudy skies, rain showers throughout the day and into the evening. High today of 82, tonight 61, and currently it's partly cloudy and 76. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's hot, hot, hot. The hot summer sale at every ARC thrift store this Saturday. They're giving you half off nearly everything in the entire store.
Honey, Were you able to get that set and grease stain out of my shirt?
Oh, no. The washing machine is gone.
Really? Where'd it go?
Out the window.
Okay.
You know you make me wanna shout.
Frustrated with set and stain? Don't take it out in the washer. Shout it out with Shout Advance. With 70% more stain fighters, nothing lifts stains better.
So, where's my shirt?
Oh, it's drying.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the fireplace.
Of course.
Set and stain, shout it out with Shout Advance, S.C. Johnson Family Company.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
Stop the collection calls and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin program. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, or you could text me on am760.net. I'll read the text messages in just a second. A couple of them, I have to edit down a bit. A couple of them are pretty long. And then I have to, like, take out the bad words in one of them. So it's a little more work than I had thought. But we'll get to them. We will. Ken in Denver, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I just returned from a couple of weeks in South America, traveling in Peru and Bolivia.
Uh-huh.
And one of our last nights in Peru, we sat in our hotel lobby with a large group of Peruvians and international tourists and watched the Democratic debate. And it was kind of interesting to catch an international response to where Americans are viewed in the world, how our government's viewed in the world. And it was kind of interesting to understand how many people down there like Hillary Clinton. But I thought that that despite Barack's performance, Bill Richardson was also very warmly received. And
uh-huh.
It seemed like a lot of people are very concerned about the Bush administration. There is such a class difference in those countries down there. The dollar is so strong against the Peruvian sol and the Bolivar. And I think it was interesting just to see how many people want a regime change in this country because of how it's hurting their country. And it was kind of fun to talk to these people, and they certainly opened up a little bit more when they realized that we are not supporters of our president.
Right.
And we just had a lot of interesting conversations with people from all over the world on that night when we watched Democratic debates. And I think a lot of people in South America are excited for the change that is going to be coming, and they are really hoping for the best, that we get something that is severely different, radically different from what's happening now.
Yeah. Were you still well received, Ken?
Actually, we were very well received. The people in Peru are warm and curious and very friendly and really like talking to us and learning about where we were from. And a lot of them, especially the Shoeshine Boys, I think in order to get a little extra business, were reciting the president in order, which I thought was interesting.
Well, I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, well, they weren't hitting them all, but they were rounding out the last 10 at least, which I thought was pretty interesting. But yeah, it was a really tremendous experience. And I was just surprised at how intuitive they are about the American political system. And they are hungry for change just as we are.
Yeah, thank you, Ken, for your call. Very, very informative. Not only that, but, you know, it's odd because most people in the world, know about other countries. We're unique in that most of us don't care about other countries, you know. We rarely care about the different, you know, all 50 states. Kevin, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario.
Good morning, Mario.
Good morning.
I enjoyed that last call, too.
And yeah, it was a good call, yeah.
Yeah, I think that what you just said was completely correct. I'd only give it one caveat with the idea that our media doesn't think that we care about other countries either, and they never report anything unless you watch BBC News or something like that to find out what's going on in the rest of the world.
Right.
I myself am curious of what other people think of us in other countries, and it was interesting to hear what he said. I want to go a little bit different route and ask you, because so many of these hosts on shows, especially the liberals, are talking about the fairness doctrine and the fact that we really don't need it. And Ed Schultz especially talks about the fact that he's against it. Tom Hartman is kind of neutral to against it. And I think this goes back to what we're talking about with the timidity of the Democrats not wanting to overplay their hand with this impeachment and that type of thing, and I agree with your comments on how you're trying to rein these people in. And I would say one more thing, that I wish they'd take all their anger and aggression and channel it into getting more Democrats elected, so we'd have veto-proof majorities. But I want to ask you, what's your feelings on the fairness doctrine? I mean, if we had shows, even Fox and all the others, where we had some liberal voices out there other than Keith Olbermann to give another side of the story, because we only get one side of it on news, and that goes for all the either mainstream. It's all conservative. What do you think, Mario?
Well, this is what I think, Kevin. First of all, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about the fairness doctrine, and I don't see any problem. I personally don't see any problem with bringing it back, but I don't think it achieves what people think it does. The fairness, all that would happen under the fairness doctrine after my show, for instance, would be that, somebody could call in and say, well, I have a different point of view of Mario on this, whatever the this is, right?
Uh-huh.
And then that person would be able to come forward and they would be allotted a minute of time.
Okay.
And they would that's the way it used to work.
Okay.
That's just the way it used to work.
I think we could fix what we have. Well, we have a problem now. It's just,
of course, we have a huge problem. But what the problem that we have is basically created because of there are first of all, there are two things that happened at the same time. And I always like to take responsibility for our end of the deal. Progressives ignored the medium. We poo-pooed and I'll say this as a Democratic consultant. I often would bring up to other Democratic consultants, the growth of conservative talk radio. And I was constantly told not to worry about it.
That's amazing.
It really wasn't making it. You know what I mean? So
that
part of it was
that they wouldn't see it.
We ignored it. We ignored the growth of conservative media. Okay,
yeah.
So that's one issue. So while we were ignoring it, at the same time there was these consolidation of ownership groups, and I think that that has had a severe impact, because anytime you get a certain corporation, the larger the corporation, the more prone they are to formulas, and the less risk. Prone they're going to be. For instance, right here in AM 760, I happen to know that that's AM 760 is a Clear Channel station. You have in Denver a really aggressive program director that has been willing, to take a risk on this format when it was seen as a risk. It's starting to pay off. you know, and where she was seen as a risky person, she's now seen as brilliant, and both are true, right?
Absolutely.
You don't have that in, you don't have that within Clear Channel in other markets, and the program directors really make those decisions. And so it's, you know, but the reason it's set up that way, the, you know, who in a large corporation, you survive by not taking risks. You rarely have somebody like you do in Denver. We have somebody like that in, you know, in LA, you know, the, you know, that take, that has been willing to risk on the format, you know, et cetera, right? In different markets. So it's also about media consolidation. And the reason I point at talk radio is not only because I'm on it, but because it has greatly influenced what's going on in cable. And if the market had not been tested first for conservative talk, Murdoch would have never tried Fox. And now CNN is trying to be Fox Lite, and MSNBC is feeling it needs to be a hybrid, you know, like some truthful, a truthful show and other shows that exaggerate and lie. You know what I mean? And it's just, you know, but it was all, make no mistake about it. It was all born out of talk. And also make no mistake about it, that reviving the fairness doctrine is, you know, a useful exercise, but is not the solution. After you go through all that problem, you will have people, and actually my show wouldn't even qualify because I allow people to come on the show and disagree. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but other shows like Rush, you know, who everybody, that the call screener only lets people in that agree. Right?
Right.
You know, somebody would call and complain about a certain topic, and they'd give 1 minute for somebody to editorialize per each topic that somebody would muster the strength to disagree with.
Well, Mario, I tell you, that explanation, really, it should help. It helps me understand it, and I had a grasp of it, but this really helps me, you know, that conservative radio spawned conservative TV like Fox. That is just, I never realized that, but it's totally, I completely agree with you.
And thank you for your call.
Thank you, Mario.
We'll take more calls next at 303-713-7600. So if you're hanging on, hang with me. We need to take a bit of a break. And also, we want to let people know what's going on in traffic. What's going on, Rick Morgan?
Mario, looks like we're back up to speed on I-25 southbound coming down into the tech center after the earlier problem at Orchard, but 225 still pretty crowded heading into the interchange. And up north, we're still slow southbound I-25 approaching 20th and across downtown, and it kind of loosens up for you as you get through the bridges, and the bridges look wide open right now on both sides of the highway. 225 northbound from Parker up to I-70 looks pretty good. Southbound on that stretch is good shape as well. I-70 in pretty good shape on both sides of the city and shouldn't have any trouble as you make your way to and from Boulder on the turnpike this morning. Weather forecast, nice break today. Partly cloudy skies till this afternoon. The rain showers move in. Some could be heavy. High in the mid-80s. Tonight's low 62. Storm chance again tomorrow afternoon with a high of 80. Right now it's 76 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Head to Winter Park this summer and experience a thrilling ride down Colorado's longest alpine slide and pedal on over 600 miles of mountain bike trail.
This is what I use to help me lose the weight.
What?
This. NanoSlim. That little blue micro tablet. The smallest weight loss solution.
How many of those NanoSlim micro tablets did you have to take to lose the weight?
Just one a day with diet and exercise.
One?
One.
One?
One.
There's only one thing more amazing than the size of a NanoSlim weight loss tablet, and that's the powerful results you can get. Get new NanoSlim, enormously powerful, impossibly small, at Supercenters, GNC, Walgreens, and stores everywhere. Results will vary. Read label before use.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Good morning, Helen.
Hello, Ellen.
Rose, sounds like your twins are destroying your dwelling.
I know. You'd think I'd be yelling.
You must really be gelling.
Ellen, when you've got twin boys, you need to be gelling, gelling.
Are you gelling, gelling? Dr. Scholl's new and improved massaging gel insoles now have two kinds of gel for outrageous comfort guaranteed.
Gelling, gelling. That sounds compelling.
It's the only reason my eyes aren't welling.
Dr. Scholl's, are you gelling, gelling?
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 50 minutes after the hour. It's 9:50. Just got a few more minutes with you here today. Then you'll have Tom Hartman. And then I'll be back in the morning, by the way. And we're going to actually do the movie thing tomorrow, which I'm excited about because our movie reviewer is going to talk about The Simpsons movie, which is a movie I'm dying to see. So I'm really curious to see. I'm a big Simpsons fan. So I'm dying to see what he's got to say. I hope it's good. Don't you hate it when you get built up, John, to a movie, and then it turns out it's not good? I hope that's not the case here.
I have a feeling that this movie will get great reviews from everybody.
We will see tomorrow.
I know it's going to be extremely political. There's going to be lots of stuff that's kind of geared towards the current administration as well.
Oh, good. Well, that'll be fun. I can't wait to see it. Now, I went and I saw the movie that he talked about the last time I was on. I forget the name of it. It was an artsy movie, and it was a wonderful movie, but, like, you know, I felt like, you know, committing suicide for 3 days. It was
very uplifting, huh?
It was like, oh, my God. We'll take a couple more calls before I take off. Beverly from Greeley, you're
Hi.
On the Jay Marvin Show with Mario.
Hi. I was just listening to you a while ago. You mentioned the cat story.
Yeah.
That happened to be on the front page of the Greeley Tribune this morning. And
oh, wow. Okay.
You can look it up on the Internet, I'm sure, under Greeley Tribune. It sounded like the cat knew about 4 hours ahead of time when a person was going to die, and so then the staff knew to call the family in to be around. And that was, you're right, 25 out of, I don't know how many.
Yeah, no, she was right the last, well, it's a he, it's Oscar. Oscar yeah. was right the last 25 times.
Yeah, and one time the doctor thought a patient was going to die, and the cat didn't go in there, and it was 10 hours later, and, well, again, 4 hours before she died, the cat was there. So they cuddled up, the cat cuddled up to the person. So it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, do you have pets, Beverly?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Well, I do. They could be, you know, I've always had pets since I was a kid. They could be very intuitive, but this is intuitive
uh-huh.
times 10, so I get
yeah.
a little suspicious. I hope the cat doesn't know how to pull plugs.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call, Beverly.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
Mario, just real quick.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you be deathly afraid of that cat?
I would never own that cat. Are you
kidding
me?
Get away from me, cat. I don't want you anywhere near me.
I any cat I see in the future named Oscar, I'm staying away from. They're actually saying that. They don't tell the other patients in the hospice about the cats.
Well, I have a feeling they know now.
Yeah, exactly. They'd have to keep
it's national news.
They have to keep it away from them somehow. But they don't tell the other patients, but they, you know, all the other nurses and doctors know. So it's a creepy story. It's a creepy story. CJ from Broomfield, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning, CJ.
I wanted to tell your listeners that CNN. It's congratulating itself for the YouTube debate.
Uh-huh.
For the fact that there were a lot of excellent questions from people. But what they are not talking about is the number one question by people submitting their YouTube questions was on impeachment.
Really?
And if I recall, I watched just about all of the debate. I don't recall any impeachment questions, you know, being shown. And then the panel has to answer.
That's interesting because I don't remember that either. But I'll review it. I'll review it tonight, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. That's interesting. You know why, CJ? Mm-hmm. Yesterday I had I did an interview on my own show with somebody about the YouTube debates, mm-hmm. and his statement. He was like a young internet type expert dude, right? And he was telling me that. John, don't you love the way I described my interview guest?
Young internet expert dude.
But anyways, he was saying that the complaint was that there was the CNN filter, right?
Yeah.
And I said, well, give me an example of where that filter did any damage. And he couldn't come up with any, and now you have, CJ. So I'm gonna watch, I'm gonna review that tonight. I'm gonna look into that. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Apparently there is a filter.
Oh, there definitely is a filter. I just didn't know if it had done any harm, but maybe it did. And by the way, it clearly, for the record, the Democrats did not refuse any of the questions that they were told that they would be presented with. So
exactly.
But we'll get to that. Thank you, CJ, for your call.
Great job.
Thank you. Thank you very much. By the way, breaking news right now, Democratic senators are calling, a group of Democratic senators on today will call for a special counsel to investigate whether, or they already have called for a special counsel to investigate whether Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has perjured himself during Capitol Hill testimony. I wish I was the Solicitor General. That'd be the shortest. How long does it take to review like 5 hours worth of videotape? About 5 hours? So I'd give him my answer in about 5 hours and 15 minutes. If I'd do a Betito Gonzalez the favor of watching all the tapes. That'd be it. More than he deserves, by the way. John, did you whisper something? Okay, we're okay then. Okay, good. So I will be back tomorrow. We'll do movies tomorrow. So we'll take and we'll also we'll. I'm going to find out about the CNN YouTube controversy. I want to see. I'm going to review the tapes tonight. The tape I have of the debate, and then I'll look into whether or not there. Why there were no impeachment questions. That's a very good question that CJ brings to the table. Plus, we didn't have time today to get into it, but we'll talk about the marijuana controversy here in California. There are currently, and we'll try to get my friend Bruce Merkin on, who's with the Marijuana Policy Project, to talk about all of these raids that are now. I've got emails indicating that they not only went on in California, but over the last month, they've been going on in a number of places that have passed medical marijuana laws. And so we'll try to get to the bottom of why our federal government thinks that picking on sick people is a good use of their time. We'll also tomorrow we'll also talk about the S-CHIP program. And this is a program that provides health insurance to children whose families can't afford it. And they want to increase that program to add like 400,000 kids to that. They want to pay for it by taxing packs of cigarettes an additional 60 cents or so. And the tobacco companies have yanked George Bush's chain. And having his chance to choose between children and tobacco lobbyists, guess which way our commander-in-chief has decided to go. Take it easy, John Turk. Take it easy, Denver. We'll see you tomorrow. It is 59 minutes after the hour.
Your attention, please. This is a public auction notice. 200 lender foreclosed and repossessed homes across Colorado must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1160 for your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google Home Auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.